Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
So welcome to session number two. So, you guys have just touched down on C7, the as yet unnamed world C7, which apparently the other party did not name either. So I say we name it now. Does anyone have a suggestion?
Now is a stupid name.
Isn't it Triumph?
Yeah.
Triumph is the planet.
Oh.
Seven is the moon.
What's wrong with seven?
Well, that's probably not what the locals call it.
Oh, fair enough.
That's what we call it, because it was the seventh moon that we discovered.
Not insult.
Wouldn't the locals have it in some weird alien tongue?
We could translate to something cool.
Yeah, for example, the big green planet in the sky is named Triumph. That's probably not a direct that's probably not a phonetic translation. That's probably what it means in the local language.
Let's see.
It's a good name. Well, humans have a propensity for naming celestial bodies after the Greeks.
Or after dirt.
Yep.
Or dirty Greeks.
Well, the Greeks were just dirty in general.
Damn dirty Greeks.
But again, so was everyone before a certain period in history.
Name... Okay, then. Name a great...
John Bon Jovi.
You know, it could be like a corporation name. You know, like various corporations paid for the privilege of naming celestial bodies after a certain year.
Actually, I like Bonjo.
Bonjo?
It's
right.
Planet Bonjo now. Or Moon Bonjo.
Moon Bonjo.
That makes me think of Banjo the Clown.
The Jungle Moon of Bonjo. Okay, so...
Somewhere. Where can
I... I probably shouldn't... That just sounds so silly. It's going to, like, make it hard to keep things serious. Maybe we shouldn't stick with that.
You a different one.
Well, you know what? Perhaps it's a super dire...
I had, like, a piece of paper. I don't know where it is.
It might still be in the folder.
Perhaps it's a super dire and sanctimonious word in the local parlance.
Right.
Your ship touched down safely on Bonjo. First... order of business is to secure the landing site. You have a small contingent of Marines with you. Oh, I suppose I should highlight a bit of a...
Should we highlight moves, speaking of highlighting?
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Good old beginning of session
business.
You must
have written your notes in invisible ink. Caitlin, I don't see anything on there.
So, refresh my memory. Do I do it, and then each of you do it?
We go around, and, like, I will pick... So, let's say I'm doing it. I will pick someone who I have a relationship with. So, last time I did Darkfish, so maybe I say Rocket. And then Rocket will pick one, and then you will pick one, and then we'll move on to the next person.
But, generally, you say who does it first. Because you'd be like, Yanni, let's highlight you. And so then I'll be like, well, I want to see what so-and-so thinks of me.
Okay.
And then we just figure it out from there.
All right. Well, let's start with you then, Yanni.
Okay. Well, let's see. I think I had James do it last time. So I will...
Is there an excess... Is there an extra writing utensil that I can
use?
Yes.
I just pulled out a whole bunch.
This doesn't need to go in my permanent...
I'm going to hand them out because I'm a jerk.
My permanent record.
What do you think? I have some fire this time.
I was going to ask what you had last time.
Steel and style. And I don't do steel very well.
Have fire. Be
fiery. Burn. Alrighty then. Fire, eh?
Yep.
I would like to see you flop around on the deck with heart.
Well, that'll be exciting. Alright. So then traditionally, you'd make L pick someone next.
L?
Well, unfortunately, you ruined the pattern.
No, because then...
No. Because she did it last time, too.
Oh, but, well, that's fine. We can ruin the
fine.
Plan.
Okay. Pick.
All right.
Then maybe you did do it last time for me, too.
No. We went around.
Yeah. It doesn't matter that much.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I did. I don't know. Whatever. Go, Starfish.
I want to see...
Nay wants to see that fire. That plus three.
Yeah, plus three
tasty.
Fire. Let's do that.
I want to see you activate your ass-finding radar and use both hands to make a roll with heart.
I see a pattern emerging. Ass-finding radar.
Let's see. So it should be next. actually, it should be strike five. Work. Yeah, but.
I would like to see you have some steel and keep your cool.
Awesome. But, I'm with Steely.
Oh. I can brain.
You attempted a thing with heart last time at all, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Then let me see your fire.
Oh, right.
Which means it falls to Yanni to say a thing about Jamie.
No, he could still pick Caitlin.
Oh, okay.
You can pick anyone who has a bond.
So no symmetry is necessary at all.
No, like it.
But I will keep things going in a pattern and have
we are,
Rocket tell me a thing about what I'm doing today.
Yeah, screw it. Heart. Be a jerk. Let Blake be nice.
Filthy, stinking cemetery whores. All right. Let me see. Oh, no, wait. I don't need to look at it. I just got you guys to tell me what it was.
Brains is his good one. Heart's his bad one.
Really?
Yep.
Is Brains second?
Brains is two.
Oh, I see. Brains is last. Right.
Yes, it replaces weird.
Well, let's see here now.
I'm a pretty smart guy.
You're also the CEO, so you can't be that smart.
I want to see you do something stylish.
I will do something stylish.
So they call me Strike 5.
Yeah.
I'll Strike 5 poses.
Yeah. All of them are blue steel. It's okay.
Alrighty then. Okay, so is there any other beginning of session business that I've forgotten about?
You have a beginning of session?
Your workshop or side project?
Yes, I believe so.
No, you have a beginning of combat,
though. Let's see, side project. It's when I have time to work on the project, and I only really had time before last session, before I knew about the side project job.
Yeah, you guys haven't really had any downtime. This is, we are re-engaging moments after we, to be continued, edited last time. All right.
And let me check the ranking officer thing, too. Do I have a...
So, a small piece of retcon. The bottom line is that the whole, like, mission statement thing that I read for you guys was while you were in transit rather than on the carrier. So instead of being in a ready room, it was more of a radio briefing.
Okay, fair enough.
Which makes more sense with the phone being all staticky and stuff.
We were in our virtual ready room.
Yes. So... Rocket's touchdown. You guys are obviously... So we're actually starting pretty much with combat, picking up from where it left off. Or that is to say, it's not necessarily combat until a shot is fired, but you guys are still in your mech.
Mm-hmm.
Mechs? Is mech the plural of itself? It seems like one of those words it would
mecha?
Be.
Mecha?
Mecha or mechs. Either one.
Moki.
Suits.
Yeah, it's like octopuses.
Mechai. Murder. A murder of Mecca.
I think it's appropriate.
One day we were at the store looking and I guess we found a Wikipedia page that had a table with animals and various words associated with that animal, including what a group of them is called. And some of those were hilarious. Like a lump of toads. A parliament of owls. And a knot of eels.
Mm-hmm. Are the party of female dolphins and the male dolphins were what a...
Sausage fest?
They were something about democracy.
Congress?
Parliament?
It was a parliament for the male.
Because they also... Yeah, they have that for owls and dolphins, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah, so a group of male dolphins is a parliament, but a group of female dolphins is a party.
Take that as you will.
So do I have time to attempt repairs?
Not just this moment. Oh, yeah. So are you... So who's... You've got a leg out, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you are you are light one knee, so you're going to have to probably stay at the landing site. You can't get too far.
Mm-hmm. What does the site look like?
Yes. Let me tell you a bit about where you've landed. You've touched down on a red... a carpet of red. Could be grass, but it sort of seems to gesticulate under its own power, so it's some kind of anemone-like ground covering. Typical to Bonjo. The terrain is as vertical as advertised. You guys have actually touched down in an exceptionally deep gorge. You saw as you were coming down, if you've ever seen, there's a aquatic colony animal. I can't recall exactly what type of... It's probably just a coral, but its surface looks like a bunch of... wavy lines that form a flat plane, and the space between those lines is very thin and very deep. So it sort of forms in it's like a heat sink, basically. Yeah. It sort of forms in ridges that grow straight up and then hit a point and level off. So you've basically landed in a colossal scale version of that. The canyon goes off, the floor is flat, and the walls are 90 degrees to it. The canyon sort of winds off out of view, but this is a terrifically defensible location. I mean, certainly things could drop on you from above, but it's not the kind of drop that... It's a long way down, and things tend to stick to walls.
How narrow is it?
Let's see here now. How wide did we say the rocket was? I think it was fairly narrow, maybe like 30 or 40 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then the canyon is probably 100 feet wide. So it's, you know, not incredibly wide, but wide enough to do business. Wide enough to set up a little bit of a...
How long is it about?
Indeterminate. It curls around a corner, and the whole thing snakes together like a big maze. There'll be holes, like natural orifices through the fins, connecting different... And like I said, the whole thing, it's not like it's a bunch of parallel wavy lines. They cut into each other and they fork apart again. So it's, you basically landed in the middle of a very tall hedge maze. Made of, you know, it's a stone-ish material. The chemistry of this world is not exactly the same as Earth's. So it's probably something that was secreted by a living thing. It could well be described as a coral, but it's certainly not spongy, nor is it particularly active.
Okay, it's like a reef almost.
Yeah.
Ex-coral.
Yeah.
And then finally, my last question is, how tall would you estimate it is? How deep the thing we are in?
500 feet.
Okay.
Give or take. This was, incidentally, the desired landing place for your guys' ship. This was, like, where you guys always planned to be. Thanks to your canny performance in space, you guys were not knocked off course by your collision with the space whales, or your interaction with the space whales. So, a gangplank unfolds, and a team of 16 Marines comes out. They're all wearing space suits. I mean, they're not really space, you know, they're
Enviro suits.
Huh? Enviro suits. That's a good way of describing it. They're designed more for armor and agility than for environmental protection. So it's not like they're protecting their it's not like their skin is all covered, or that there's any kind of bagginess or anything like that going on. It's more of a tight, like more like a superhero uniform.
I assume there's some sort of breather thingy, though.
Yes. Because after all, you cannot breathe too much of the air down here, or it'll have all kinds of exciting physiological and psychological effects on you. They fan out and form a tight perimeter around the rocket. They're armed with basically the standard issue assault rifle of the time, which is a pretty scary number, but not meaningfully threatening to things on your guys' scale. That's why you're here. If something man-sized comes along, they'll easily mow it down. If something mech-sized comes along, they're going to need you guys. So, my three live units, what do you do?
I would like to assess the situation.
Okay.
Oh. And that is a mere 6.
I also want to assess.
hang on a second. Which one? I'm already... Assess is not the...
Assess the combat one. Not right. The read-attend right. Social situation.
Right.
So you get a hard move.
Oh, I get a hard move on you.
I roll a 6.
Okay.
You always get a hard move and I roll a 6. Or less.
All right.
I, too, will assess the situation.
Now, do bear in mind, it doesn't have to be an immediate hard move.
Oh, no, I know.
while they're covering stuff, I want to try and fix my thing. I assume this is going to have to be a jury rig since we're in a combat situation. That is okay.
Let's do the assessment first, because if something becomes immediate, you're not going to have time to do a lot of work. You might find yourself just having to, you know, fire from a seated position.
Well, that's why, like, if we have time, then I'll repair it. If we don't, I'm going to jury rig it.
Okay. So you got a 7. What did you get, Strike?
9.
Strike? 9? Okay. So you guys both each get one question.
So, what's the best way through this?
Well, you guys are all extremely capable, when your legs are functioning, vertical navigators. So the plan, as you understand it, is to climb up.
Okay.
It'll be a little bit of a climb, but that'll allow you guys to sort of survey the surrounding area. Once a plan has been established, once what's the word I'm looking for? An objective has been identified, then the team will probably set out on foot through the canyons and work their way across with guidance from probably you up on the ridge. Mm. What do you want to know?
What is the biggest threat to us right now?
The grass.
Okay. I'm going to try and peek up over the wall.
Okay. That'll take you a little bit. Or how fast can you move vertically?
I'm guessing pretty damn quick. I'm the scout. I have a kind of a stealthy, quick one. I wouldn't assume it would be immediate, but I mean, I could get up there pretty quick.
Do you have any directly pertinent tag?
I don't know how these exactly work, but I would think that it would have been my, I guess it would. I just have stealth and sensors and stuff like that. So no.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason I thought the mechs ended up being very tag heavy.
Well, my mech is agile, for example.
They typically have one to two tags.
One or two. Okay.
I did check my scout thing. That's
the weapons are more tag heavy than the mechs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's the part. That's what I was thinking of. Okay. That's fine. All right. Well. Yeah. Nonetheless, it certainly seems like what you're designed to do. So okay, you scoot on up there. Let's see here now. Do I...
You wanted to try to repair Draver? Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
Okay.
You are sinking.
Oh, good. Sinking. Something hurt the grass.
That leads directly into what I want to do, actually, which is start to assess this grass that we are upon.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've already rolled and assessed the situation.
I more want to study the grass to see if I can recall anything from my previous studies of these life forms.
All right.
I'm going to switch to my thrusters so that I'm hovering.
Okay.
Because I don't want to sink into the grass. That sounds unpleasant.
Roll steel to keep your cool.
Oh, I am very, very right. Cool. Well, that is an 8.
Your initial attempt to take off is met with a surprising amount of resistance. It turns out that the cilia were grabbing you pretty hard. But you keep your cool and you're like, all right, I know what to do in this situation. Just pick up one foot. The strength of your feet relative to each other is obviously, it's much easier to pick up one foot out of and tear off the little things that are hanging onto it than it is to try and do that with the boosters. And then the boosters have enough power to wrench you free, so you can leap up onto the wall.
Yeah.
I'm which, for the time being, seems relatively inert. It's certainly not giving you any trouble.
I believe I need to understand the situation of what we brought with us. So the carrier is supposed to, or our drop pod is supposed to morph or something, so it's easier to transport, or...
It shrinks.
The drop pod is relatively lightly equipped. Most of you guys, there's... Each of you has sort of a mech backpack that can carry a bunch of hardware in it, and everyone who dropped in on the pod is outfitted to travel. The hope was that you guys could land and then pick up and move the whole thing, leaving essentially no trace, save a scorch mark for the landing.
So our support crew has their own personal vehicles and whatnot, essentially, for vertical movement, since it's a very vertical movement.
Vehicles might be a bit of an overstatement. They have, call them hookshots. It's a device that is designed for extreme ease of use, so even somebody who's a little bit over the hill, like Dr. Yukov, can use it. And it basically just lets you fire in grapples and walk up the wall, then fire in grapples and walk up the wall. Certainly falling is dangerous.
So they don't have any, like, motor vehicles for keeping up with us. We're slowing down for them.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And I think you were the one who was going to carry the rocket itself, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
I am going to attempt to manipulate the Marines, since they are not directly on my chain of command. Marines, get off this grass right now. We don't know what's going on.
I don't think you really need to roll a manipulate there.
Okay.
That's, you give an order, they follow it. Unless, does anyone... Am I wrong here?
No, that seems to me reasonable.
Like, if you were telling them, go, rub yourself on the grass, it's then maybe.
The grass is fun!
But that's clearly a appropriate order, so... Yeah,
okay. All right. The Marines actually have their own lieutenant, Lieutenant Rand, who is a 7-foot-tall woman.
Sorry, I had a picture of my back to get rid of.
Is it a 7 foot tall Ayn Rand?
It is.
That was intentional.
See, I was thinking Brienne.
But she actually doesn't look like that.
Okay.
No, this woman is a, like, she's got the buzz cut. She can probably bench 500, like.
So Brienne.
Yeah, she's big. Anyway, so, you know, you basically give orders to her.
Okay.
And she gives orders to everyone else. Okay, they're all like, oh, shit, of course. It's a little bit of a way. Remember, you guys landed in the middle of a 100-foot wide canyon, so it's a bit of a ways to the edge. Let's see here now. I don't want to assess the situation. Is there some kind of observation role that, or
wrap your head around a problem?
Yeah.
But that takes time.
It takes as much time as is needed.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the complexity of what you're trying to solve.
And for me, if it's about the local fauna,
you can
do it immediately.
You're more an expert on the
application
integration of the two. Freddy might know something about this.
Oh, I bet Freddy would know. How would that cash out? I guess would that be another assess, or would that be a?
I would probably call that a wrap your head around a problem.
I kind of want to, even though you're not tagged for it, but I kind of want to make you. Well, what do you use to interact with Freddy? Because I kind of want to make it hard, but obviously that's like a kind of a punishment.
As far as I can tell, I just my interaction with Freddy might as well just be me doing things.
Okay.
But.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it doesn't need to be a role. I'll just give you this. Freddy is actually appetized by the grass and doesn't seem to perceive it as a threat at all.
Okay.
But it is a familiar thing that he's like, oh boy, I love this.
Does it smell good?
It doesn't smell so much as it's just a known delicious thing.
Okay.
Probably a natural part of his diet.
Mm-hmm.
What are your feet made out of? What are your mech's feet made out of, Strike?
I'm trying to think of how the Scorpion S is probably it's probably metal tip. Obviously.
Okay.
It's probably like the organic foot is in a metal tip.
Like a horseshoe.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, you are starting to have some trouble as well.
Okay. I will start crawling around away from it.
Okay.
And start making my way with the Marines.
Roll your steel. Keep cool.
Eight.
Okay. You're in much less of you're in much less danger than
Badger?
Serif.
Oh, was. My mech.
Yeah, I was trying to remember your mech's name. I remember your characters' names. I have a hard time remembering. Actually, you know what? Come to think of it, I don't remember anything but Freddy as far as the mech names right off the top of my head.
Freddy's really low.
This is why I wrote it down. Grinder.
Right?
No, that's a gun.
You guys don't know it yet.
Shade. Shade is your mech.
So I kind of imagine my mech is picking his feet up like a cat walking across something that it doesn't like walking across. It's like,
like a dog with tiny shoes on it.
Sorry. Kitten mittens.
Yes. That's what I was picturing. I was trying to figure out what is the picture in my head. Kitten mittens.
My mech essentially is like right. Kitten mittens, except their metal claws are bottom of its feet.
So yeah, it's apparent to both of you. Oh, also, it's apparent to both of you that this stuff seems to aggress metal, but not necessarily biologicals.
Okay, that's good.
Which is a problem for your big metal rocket and your big metal engineer. Because you've got metal extremities and biological core, right? That's your shtick. Or did I get it? Did I get it reversed?
I don't remember. I think mine was.
Oh no! You know, it's the other way around. You have a mechanical chassis with biological weapons.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're actually then probably in good shape as long as you stay on your feet.
Well, I need to get on my feet before I can stay on my feet.
All right. Now you can go ahead and roll to try and throw things together. But
so do we? Is this jury rig or repair? Do I have a bit of time or
no?
Are we in a hurry? Okay. So
this is definitely in a hurry.
All right. Well, that'll be a 7. And it should hold at least for a while. So the damage isn't actually repaired. I don't know. Like,
you're not clear on the mechanics of that.
I guess I should just repair one damage, but that'll fix it, right?
So is that sort of a do I like hold one or something?
It's a pick a couple depending on how well you
pick one or pick two. I got a 7, so I pick one. The options are you repair one damage, it should hold at least for a while, and you make a minor tweak or upgrade.
Yeah, you repair one damage, and then you're good to go.
All right.
Oh, that seems pretty good. What's repair then? What's a full-fledged repair?
You do it quickly. You have everything you need in stock, and the repairs are top quality.
Okay.
So this, I'll probably need to actually do a proper repair on it later.
Yeah. The fluff difference between these two moves is that jury rig gets it going quickly, and repair gets it done right.
All
right.
So
that's perfect setting for a hard move later.
How many personnel are on the carrier, and how far is the carrier from the cliff edge?
Orbit.
Not carrier, the dropship.
The dropship. Well, the dropship is about 30 feet from the nearest cliff edge, which is not the one you're on, but is the one you're on.
So wait, are we ascending opposite sides of the cliff?
That was actually the assumption that I kind of made, that you guys would have fanned out. I didn't.
I was just scouting.
Yeah.
I hopped the nearest one, because the ground was eating my neck.
It is fairly common for when you occupy a location in military is to fan out in a circle and secure your perimeter.
Okay.
Quite reasonable.
I was just checking on.
How are the Marines faring in the ground?
They're in a little bit of trouble. Their armor is metal. It's a very light metal, so, you know, it doesn't really weigh them down, but the Cilia certainly thinks they're delicious, so they're having a little bit... Huh?
Phil, they might want to lose their armor.
No, don't lose armor.
Badger, go into hover mode, provide them a means of transportation.
What are they going to do, hold on to my legs?
Yes.
Why don't
Act
I...
now.
All right, I guess I will go hover in front of them, I suppose.
So,
you know what Ivek looks like, right?
Yes.
Where are they going to hold on?
To the little talons.
They have grappling gear.
Oh, right, they do.
Yeah.
You mean, don't let them...
Is that coming to the rescue?
Yeah, I was thinking that would be coming to the rescue.
Oh, so you can come to the rescue of an NPC?
Because she's got heart highlighted.
Yeah, because I have heart highlighted, so I was thinking that would be coming to the rescue.
Hit it.
Oh, yeah.
All the way up to a 7.
That's still a 7.
Excellent. Woo! Okay, so... Sorry.
But one of you gets left behind.
And I'm going to be berating him the whole time about, don't scratch up my neck.
I don't think it can be used since you're theoretically carrying people out.
Yeah.
Well, can't be used.
The person that gets left behind.
Yeah, on a 7 or 9.
All right. Roll me 2d6. You save 9.
All right, I saved
How many
mine.
Did I say there were? 16?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you lose 7.
Well, they were... God, what are they called?
Well, okay, they're not dead yet, but they are starting to be seriously imperiled. Like, they've sunk to their waist. And they're kind of screaming in agony as they
Starfish,
are devoured.
Starfish,
you're organic. Starfish
is... Hold on, I'm almost at the top.
Look, I got
and
it.
And I am yelling despite talking, presumably through a microphone.
I'm gonna go and... start disentangling them with the guns as gently as I can.
All right.
And instruct them to climb on.
Well, looks like you've got your heart opportunity now.
Yeah, that's a 2.
Well, it turns out that you may be, you know, it's a big awkward thing, and it's not like you don't have prehensile hands, do you? You've got like missile pods for hands, right?
I think the hands are more the stun weapon, which I'm assuming it's, looks kind of like the little termagant feeder gun and like sprays a stun net of some kind or something.
So the point is, you don't have fingers.
No.
Okay, yeah. So you accidentally injure some of them, potentially pretty seriously. You get some of them out, but like one guy, you know, he comes out, but his legs don't.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little ugly.
How distant am I from them?
There's, huh?
How distant am I from them?
45 feet.
And I'm on a wall?
Yep.
I'm going to spring off, attempt to land either in front of them next to the cliff base, and I'm going to use my ripper, the laser weapon, on the grass in front of them to try and clear out a patch.
Ah, okay.
So
fire!
Yeah.
Guns blazing.
That is a mighty 7.
What kind of gun is it?
It's a Gatling laser gun SMG. So imagine just like a little chain SMG gun.
Hang on.
Fires lasers.
Let's see here now. Rapid, and is laser a type? I guess no. Rapid is the only tag it has.
It is rapid. Let me find it somewhere.
I'm trying to gauge
it's rapid
the relevance
fire
of the tags.
It's rapid fire and hot is where I'm.
Hot is a drawback, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you got a 7?
Mm-hmm.
You make a safe area. It turns out this stuff was much deeper than you guys anticipated. But when apparently it dies pretty easy. When you shoot it, the heat just... They just turn black and, like, shrivel into little... They're highly flammable.
Mm.
So they oxidize and crinkle down into tight little black strands. But it turns out they were, like, 16 feet deep. Like, it felt really solid when you guys were walking on it, but they were just packed together really tightly. So the good news is that you've made some safe area where it burned right down to the same coral surface as the walls, and the stuff, like, disintegrates upon contact with anything once they're burned down. The bad news is that, I mean, were you trying to shoot the area that you're... obviously, you weren't shooting where people were.
No, I was trying to shoot...
For a place to stand on your own.
No.
For them to crawl to.
So, yeah.
Right.
The idea is essentially they're in a box. I jumped over and to the left, essentially, and was trying to make a box in front of them.
All right.
Well, I'm going to try and lay my mech down, because there is exposed metal on my mech. Not a whole lot, but I'm going to deliberately tempt the cilia so that hopefully the guys I didn't injure, besides Thompson, Thompson.
Is Thompson the name of our legless Marine?
Who's now clinging to the stun gun.
I'm impressed that he's still alive and conscious.
But the rest of them can, like, crawl over my mech while the silly tries to eat me. So this is intentionally draw aggro.
Sounds good.
And that'll be an 8.
What do you do that with?
Fire.
Fire, okay.
So allies take +1 against the enemy as long as I keep its attention.
Okay.
And I get their respect.
Well, I'm going to say that the thing of it is, it's sort of a brainless entity. I mean, it very much functions like a sea anemone. It doesn't really know what's going on. So the only way for you to really effectively draw aggro is to get in the way.
Yeah.
The good news about that is that Strike has conveniently cleared a path to the roots. So, how do you feel about, is it overstepping my bounds to say you jump in that hole and then crawl into the bottom?
Yeah, I mean, my thought was more making kind of a bridge with, like, the mech, so that they could crawl over me to the newly cleared zone.
I'll accept that.
What do I see?
You up at the top now?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here now. Is there any kind of role for this, or is this just a...
You could do assess the situation, or...
You already did an assess the situation. Well, the good news is it's clear of any obvious danger.
Okay.
Roll brains for me, actually.
Okay, that's a 9.
All right.
Or, sorry, an 8, but it's the same thing.
You notice 2 things.
Okay.
First, the rock, or like from above, you can actually see the motions of the cilia, and you can see the way they're, like, agitated in proximity to metal objects, wherever Strike walks, they, like, get hot, so to speak. They seem to be crackling and moving around a lot more, whereas they're waving about more lazily farther away. The second thing is that there doesn't seem to be any sign of the there is sign. The other dropship. There's a pretty exciting contrail of black smoke crossing the sky. It does not seem to touch down anywhere near you. That's not how that's supposed to work. These things are supposed to land quite smoke-free, so they may have had a malfunction of some kind. Not that that's a thing you have time to worry about right now.
Okay, well, I'm gonna just jump back down and try to help.
Okay.
See, locations right now are...
I'm going to a cliff face with about 9 individuals grappled to the...
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go after.
Okay.
Let's come to the rescue.
Other ones back. Put them over where they were before they got...
And that's
over.
A 9.
Freddy is able to scale down the wall quite adroitly. You just basically slide right down the thing. So you're trying to rescue Badger.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm just basically hovering, kind of close to the wall.
I thought you were still...
There's just 9 individuals grappled to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turned mine over because I'm laying down to...
Right.
To be a bridge.
Yeah, I'm going to say you saved 3.5.
Okay.
So there are 3 still in the mix.
Well, then I will go get those. And that was my country rescue roll.
Okay.
It was a 9. Okay. And I will stay behind.
Oh, you'll stay behind.
Yeah.
All right. So, Freddy just dives right into this stuff. And it turns out, like I said, when you were walking on it, it felt very solid, but it's actually quite easy for Freddy to dig down into it. And he just digs down there and grabs up a big old mouthful of cilia and just slurps it right in like spaghetti. And you can tell that it is extremely satisfying. It's like candy.
It's delicious.
It's probably not good for you. It's got that, this probably isn't good for you kind of feeling, like devil's food. Mm. Very rich. But the marines are saved. You actually just bite it right out, and of course the cilia can't do much to eat marines when they're being eaten themselves. So they fall harmlessly into the charred out area. So everyone is rescued except for Thompson's legs.
We can get him prosthetics. Not here. We're gonna have to get him off world first.
Yeah, you guys don't have a medic with you. The medic was supposed to land in the other ship.
Mm-hmm.
Do the marines have a corpsman?
A what?
A corpsman.
What's that?
Medic, marine medic, like a combat medic.
I think our only combat medic was Duncan, or Chet.
Well, but he, mech-wise, it wouldn't be that unrealistic for them to have someone who at least knows a decent first aid.
Or like a first aid kit.
First aid is different than getting the bottom half of your body ripped off.
Yeah. Not the bottom half, just really the lower legs.
They would definitely
have... Oh, that's a big difference.
Severed at the knee.
We have fire.
They don't know. They would have tourniquets. I had a tourniquet in Afghanistan. They have tourniquets.
I'm sure they have something more sophisticated than that, too. They probably have something you can inject into his legs to just clot up the arteries instantly to prevent any further blood loss. So we're going to say that, you know, somebody among their number is able to stabilize him, but he's not in good shape. He's fallen unconscious and is not going to be easily movable. You guys have a second problem. The rocket itself. I noticed nobody really paid any mind to it. It's about 6 feet deep in the cilia at this point.
Yep. And you said the cilia was about...
16 feet deep.
16 feet deep?
Yep.
I'm going tunneling.
Why don't we let Starfish do that, since her mech apparently eats the cilia?
And I burned the cilia.
Don't burn me.
We can both kind of... I mean, the dropship is rather long. We can both kind of dig it out.
You guys get out. We'll take care of this.
Give me fire.
You want to smoke the fire?
Sure. This is a form nine. Of guns blazing.
My nine Z's.
Nine and eight. All right.
So that's one of my stats.
And so between them both, you see, they did a thing at all.
Woo!
You guys, there's some hairy spots. You don't get out of this without damage. It turns out these things basically oxidize metal. Not rust monster fast, but from even as long as you were in it, there is obvious damage.
Oh, good.
The injury that the Marines were feeling was, of course, when something oxidizes rapidly, it gets very hot. So they have, like, second-degree burns on their legs from where their armor was partially dissolved. And so your metal parts take some damage. Valentina?
Mm-hmm. Valentina.
Valentina. Valentina's metal part takes some damage. Freddy is blissfully unharmed. But you guys clear out a cleared out flat area where things are relatively safe. The rocket has taken some damage, but you think it'll still break down.
So how much damage are we talking here?
What's the scale again?
There's six on each mech, basically a one for each limb, same as people.
Oh, so taking any damage to a limb is the limb is completely out?
No. It doesn't have to. It can, but it depends on what happened.
Well, this is more narrative damage then. It's fairly superfluous. It just means that you guys presumably landed, like, you know, shiny and pristine, and you already look like you've been in the shit.
I have a quick question. Does our drop pod just, when it landed, negated all heat that would build up from entering atmosphere? Or...
Oh, that's a good point. It should have burned out the ones under it.
Very rapidly.
I'm going to say that it had some mechanism of slowing itself so that it landed. After all, remember, like I said, they don't smoke when they come down.
Probably a parachute, which we dropped at mid-last minute.
Or just, like, anti-gravitic thrusters.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that would allow us to have a rapid descent, but a rather heatless reversal.
Yeah.
Seraph can just hover.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that's an electrically powered system, not a not a fuel burning system. So the rocket would have the similar. Yeah. The drop pod would have the similar technology. So it wasn't the smoothest landing in the world, but nobody's dead. And you guys seem to have established a secure-ish perimeter. Hmm.
So, Starfish, what did you see when you went up top?
Not good. Well, okay, so I think we're in the right spot. Seems like we're in the right spot. But I saw a trail. The other people, they're supposed to be here. I don't think they're next to us. First, I thought they might be in a canyon over, but they are not. I saw their trail across the sky, and we're not supposed to see any trail for them. But I know it's their trail because I can, I mean, you can just smell it in the air. It's, something happened. I don't know what.
Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Does anyone have communications with them?
I have comm. I'm assuming that's what that is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. You guys also are the team that happens to have the communications officer whose job it is to transmit the mission status back to the carrier every 100 hours. Mm. So you guys are fairly well positioned in terms of communication. Do you want to attempt to establish communication?
Yes.
Yes.
They do not respond. You cannot raise them.
Fuck.
That's not good.
I can't. No contact.
How many hours until our next communication is due to the carrier?
99 and 55 minutes.
Well, we have... What was the name of the communication guy? Or girl? What was their name?
Let's see here now.
Because we actually never...
Arnold. Lieutenant Arnold.
And she was the one... She was the super girly one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Arnold is the babe.
So, But we have
Arnold. You don't like her. She talks too much.
She does. But at least they'll... We have her on our team, so, you know, with us, so we can keep the carrier from leaving us on this godforsaken planet.
First, we need to secure a temporary fob, and then we need to analyze local enemy forces, and then we need to backtrack where their drop pod has gone down.
Well, we know where it went down. We can follow it on the sky. Does anyone want to record that? I could do it.
What, the try to record where they landed?
Like, I'm thinking of triangulating, looking like if I'm just looking at my Mac screen and...
Absolutely. That is a wrap your head around a problem.
Oh, right.
You have time to work this out.
Whee! And that is a 10.
Wow. What does that get you?
What the problem is, what's causing it, what you'll need to do, and or what it'll cost.
Oh, you get everything or some selection? Okay.
It gives me good detail.
Oh, okay. So, you are able to... this is probably with some trips up and down the canyon again. Mm. You're able to establish the direction and distance to their impact, but they landed quite a ways away from you guys. Over 1,000 miles.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... It will be some week's trip to get to the location. But this is what happens when you go slightly off course during planetary reentry. It's real easy to go way off course.
So how wide, the top of these canyon ridges things, how wide is that?
Is it 100 or is it...
It narrows slightly at the top, so there is some lip that, you know, offers some cover. For something to see you, it would have to be looking pretty much straight down.
So cavern walls are like this?
No, the cavern walls go up and then curve in slightly just at the top.
Like coral.
So it's like
picture
98 feet instead of 100.
Walls. Yeah. Well, no, it probably curls in a little bit more than that. It probably curls in like 5 or 10 feet. You know, it varies.
So there's enough room for infantry to stand on.
Oh, the width of the...
Yes.
They're actually quite wide. They're probably 20 feet thick.
Okay.
Yeah, you can walk around on top of these no problem.
Then let's get out of this fucking canyon with this stupid-ass plants that want to eat us, and then we can think up there when we don't have infantry all over our vehicles.
Technically, nothing on this planet is either a plant or an animal.
My character doesn't give a shit.
Alright, so for now we'll unload all the personnel. We've cleared out a path to the canyon wall. We're going to scale this side.
Well, they're on the mechs, aren't they?
The Marines are. The support personnel are not.
They were still inside the drop pod.
Oh, right.
Dr. Hukov.
Lieutenant Arnold.
Specialist Stanzi. Reese. Sergeant Reese. Let's not forget good old Sergeant Reese. He comes out there and he like looks at some of the cilia. Turns out they are have roughly similar diameter to a penis. And similar color. And similar texture.
My trigger finger twitches a little bit. But I restrain myself.
The Private Carlisle, who you may remember, is actually one of those Marines. But he is not the one who lost his legs.
Yay!
Yeah, it was Thompson. We've established this.
Do any of you guys, like, care about Thompson, personally?
Why not?
I feel bad.
He's the one other religious person in our group.
What's your religion?
I want to say diehard Roman Catholic, except obsessed with this alien culture to the extent where it takes the place of things like it is heavily informed by alien culture. And I will re-say that because there was...
Is this you or Tom's? This is you.
Mine is heavy Catholicism imbued with this alien culture, so that I think both of them have now this higher emergent significance, and he is the other Catholic on board, and I believe just we're, it's just not a religious place. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it Catholic, but it probably barely resembles what we would think of.
Well, you know, it's the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... Vatican 16. They're like, okay, so we're totally cool with abortion and sex changes and adult euthanasia and like half a dozen other things, but we draw the line at mutating into another species. This was not part of God's plan.
So he's my prayer buddy, and by prayer buddy I mean the other, he tolerates me and I tolerate him.
Well, he'll be doing a lot of kneeling.
I shouldn't tell him that.
Incidentally, from the first session, I started to write a note about your interaction with Private Carlisle, but I didn't actually put down anything because you didn't really get a chance to express an opinion about him before Dr. Hukov stole the show.
I liked him because he saved me from Dr. Hukov.
Okay. He is a friend.
He is affectionate and nice, and I like him.
Okay. Let's see here now. What do you think of Private Thompson?
I think he has archaic views. They're a bit, I don't know, whatever. I don't hate him. Don't particularly like him either. Just kind of avoid him.
How does it make you feel when he goes out of his way to demonstrate his tolerance for you?
I don't think I'm the one that he should be tolerating. It should be those blasted aliens and all their horrible tech. I'm pure strain human. I don't need tolerating.
But you're also, like, not... very, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Politically correct?
Yeah.
I think more people in the world should be not politically correct.
Mm. Suddenly take all this
time. Stand by you and be like, you know, Jesus, wash feet of prostitutes.
What'd you call me?
That's really insensitive. Thompson doesn't have feet anymore.
Feet of clay. Alrighty then. Okay, so he's sanctimonious. That's what we're getting here.
Mm.
Alrighty then. So, Stanzi is working to try and buff out some of this metal fatigue that you guys have gotten from your little silly adventure. Rocket. I'm sorry, I forgot your character's name again.
It's okay.
Something about your character's, like, name, stuff's name just, like, falls right through the cracks in my brain for some reason. How do you guys do that? Like, what exactly is the technology at work here? Is it just kind of welding some more plates on? Do you guys maybe have some kind of gross slug that can crawl all over and shit metal, or...
That's actually kind of more what I was thinking was, like, to repair damaged armor plates, we... have this sort of nasty concoction that we spread on them, and then we pour a fungus on it, and the fungus eats the paste that we've covered it in and poops out metal to fill in the holes.
Excellent.
It's revolting.
It's an efficient application of the merging of technology and biology.
It is revolting.
It does smell pretty gross, I'll grant that, but it works.
Just... We're working on the variant that smells like strawberries.
That somehow works.
Mm. Just don't touch it while it's going, because it gets pretty hot. There's a lot of exothermic reactions or whatever going on in there. It
smells like burning tires. Fortunately, it doesn't exude a cloud like burning tires. Because the last thing you guys need is another cloud of smoke rising into the sky. Badger!
Yes?
You, after a high-intense combat situation like that, need a good lay. Who do you call?
No.
It shows up out of nowhere.
Dan Aykroyd. She's like, turns out I have one of those Futurama downloadable.
He was right about the aliens.
Synthobot.
You know, ironically, Arnold.
Okay.
Because she talks too much, except during sex, she's actually not that loud. At least not in the talking sense.
Well, you like to keep her mouth full anyway, so... where is this going to happen?
Well, I mean, just because I want it doesn't mean it's going to happen right away. Ooh, kind of on an alien planet with some sort of plant that tried to eat us.
Hmm. Okay, so you're resisting.
I mean, again, I'm still... What? I'm working up to it. Hold on. I mean, I'm in my mech. Like, we still haven't even, like, set up a fob yet. Like, I mean, where is it going to happen? Want me to roll steel now?
Yes.
Okay. Almost 10, and then said it was a 7. Someone would like to interfere, it'd be funny.
So, you certainly...
Freddy does something extremely sexy.
So what is okay? So do you have does establish a connection work between PCs and NPCs? Because what I kind of want to do here is what I want to do. So you can consider this a playtesting portion. What I want to do is make you roll establish a connect or roll connect with someone to define what exactly your relationship with Arnold is. Because I'm personally, as the GM, kind of envisioning a thing where you basically just rape her every time, and she does not have the will to resist. Like, I mean, not really. You basically kick in the door like, we're doing this.
It's forceful seduction.
Yeah, that's really a better term.
Consensual non-consent.
Non-con. Sorry, that's a fanfic writer's con. Come on, shut up. We're in an anime.
The more you know!
We'll edit that out too.
All fair people and I hate you.
Yeah, I was looking around for an X card when I said that. I was like, I saw motion from your corner and I was like,
no! What? I was looking for the to write in details about the relationship.
Okay. But that's not really what that's for.
No, not really. I mean, honestly, you could just declare it. You could have me declare it. We could have me roll a seducer manipulate.
How would you like for that to go? What would you... Do you have a way that you envision this? I was concerned after the first session that everybody but Starfish didn't really establish a whole lot in the way of emotional connections to other crew members. So I'm trying to do a little bit of that
fine.
Now.
I'm totally okay with you declaring it. I'm also okay with me rolling a seduce and seeing what happens and having that define it. I'm open as far as what's officially supported. I mean, that's kind of a vague area.
Okay.
I want to say you roll fire for this one, because you get in her face and go, we're doing this.
I could get in her face.
But you're not. You succeeded on your steal, so instead you just get to feel a little frustrated for a while.
Yeah.
And that's how you got the name Badger.
How about you, Strike? You are pretty straight-laced, I get the impression here. Yeah.
An officer, I am a command officer and not privy to that. However, before, when I first entered the military, I did have a thing going on with the Admiral when she was the same rank as me.
Ooh.
But I left to further my education. But once the war kicked off, she is higher ranking and we are both in command.
Well, unfortunately, she is not planetside right now.
Yes.
Yeah, she is still on the carrier. Okay. So are you still holding a candle there? Is there some, regret?
Or perhaps some hope? I tried to convince her to join me in school, but she decided to stay the military route. Whereas I left to
learn more about the integration of bioware and hardware.
Hmm. Well, and we see how that ended. How that worked out. You're getting your feet chewed off by aggressive grass on a alien planet, and she's sitting pretty inside the sun, getting a tan.
God, classic women.
It's a little bit love hate with a lot of bitter.
All right.
Love hate with a lot of hate.
Not hate, it's bitterness. What's something that's very bitter? And then make it more bitter.
Lemon. Super lemon.
Grab.
Yeah.
Rocket, turn around and show me your soft underbelly. Give me an emotional weakness I can exploit later. This is what I like to call the direct approach.
Well, I think,
if you want to make up a new NPC, by all means, go for it.
Actually, no, I think... Thompson. Yeah, I'm a little torn up over Thompson, so I'm going to go try and comfort him.
Watch your language!
He can't hear. The comms aren't on.
He lost his legs, not his ears.
Luckily, he's a few feet away from the radio.
Well, he's gonna be so happy when he gets to this bit.
I know.
You know, if Feral were here, he would probably say something about how the extreme heat from the metal boots on the calves as they sank into the cilia probably cooked them very nicely, and then the rust would have trapped all that moisture for a
it's like
delicious
with clay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like cooking with clay.
So you're saying he did a job well done?
See, well, we're doing just fine without you.
I can DM my way into a paper bag. So, alright, so, you guys have, I'm going to call them tents. They're not exact. I mean, it's an inflate-a-majig type of thing. You push it. You have a metal box. You push a button and it goes, boink. Now I'm a shelter of some kind.
Probably like hex-shaped spheres.
Yeah.
Like, what
that,
is it?
What, it definitely isn't two shapes.
Like a whoop, except they're like
geodesic domes.
Yeah.
Except that they're like things. Self-inflating. And
yeah, political rap. Geodesic dome. Ride a bike.
What? I don't know what that is.
It's from Adventure Time.
Well, would you put it like that?
I'm going to use a sick political rap to shock these demons out of their
complacency.
Out of their complacent demon apathy. It was there's something that inspired demon apathy, but I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
May I make a suggestion, actually? That kind of wraps a couple things up nicely.
Okay.
Is instead of shrinking down, the drop pod actually breaks into components that are separate vehicles themselves that are both serve as our storage, you know, mess and whatnot, and our sleeping quarters. So they can be mobile, but they're not nearly as fast as the mechs, and they're not aggressive or very defensive, but that's just how the drop pod breaks down. So it breaks so down into sections that are vehicles of their own.
Jeeps, not tanks.
Or backpacks.
Like,
saddlebags.
Yeah, basically. They're kind of like just, basically, yeah, a
or
Jeep with a big
trailer dogs.
I would say they're kind of just, they break down into Mack trucks, essentially.
Okay. Well obviously they don't have wheels.
Yeah, like he uses some type of grab or whatnot.
I like the big dog looking things.
Yeah, big dog, that's what I was thinking of.
What?
You haven't seen big dog? The, like, robot dog that, like...
It's a military robot dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing,
It's a robot pack mule.
Oh, yes.
I
okay, I know what you're talking about, the pack mule.
Yeah,
that could work.
Okay.
It's just essentially big robot thing like that.
I like it.
So that lets us take care of the drop pod, and our people are more mobile, but still in danger at all times.
So let it be written, so let it be done. All right, so they've got one that Thompson is just kind of like laid up in, and he had his little stumps sticking up, you know, above his heart. He's doped up pretty good, which is actually really handy because with the rebreathers, you guys actually have all of your necessary battlefield combat drugs, or at least the Marines, but probably not so much you guys, but the Marines have their combat drugs built right into their air supply. So all somebody needs to do is hit a button and they can just inhale morphine or, you know, whatever the future morphine, future fiend.
Medic.
What?
Medic.
Medex.
So when Fallout 3 came out, they originally had a whole bunch of real-life drugs in there, except then Australia wouldn't give it a rating because they're super strict about that sort of thing. Mm. So they made up fake names for, this is definitely not this drug, and the one for morphine was Medex. Med-X.
Mm. But he's certainly conscious. You can say words to him.
Hey, Thompson. Sorry about that.
Hey, Michelle.
I was trying to get you out.
I
kind of hard to see with all the cilia there.
Oh.
Bad.
I don't have a real clear memory of what happened.
Yeah.
I'm a little dopey right now.
Well, that's probably for the best.
I seem to be a little bit shorter.
Well, we'll get you some cyber limbs once this mission's over. And
I feel okay. I actually feel pretty okay about this. You know, I survived. Clearly, it wasn't my time.
Yeah, well, and you know, the bright side is you probably won't be on the front lines now, so whatever nastiness next this planet has for us, you get to avoid, assuming we can pull off this mission and get the hell off this planet.
Will you pray with me?
Sure.
Sure. I don't do that a whole lot, but...
I think this is time to connect with someone.
Nope.
What do you get?
Five.
Okay, then.
Fuck you, I don't want to pray.
Just a small town girl. Living in a little world.
Yeah, you're like, no, I'm not doing that. I kind of don't believe in God. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll pray for you.
I'd really rather you didn't.
It's not working so well for you.
Can I talk to him?
Huh?
Can I talk to him?
Absolutely.
Thank Fred, just William Freddy on his own business. He knows what he's doing. All right. Thompson?
Can Freddy autopilot when you're not in him?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He can autopilot in a... If people are going in a line, right?
Okay.
He's going to be able to follow. I wouldn't want... He could potentially autopilot, but we're not going to...
We're not there
he
yet.
He seems like he's fucking dumb.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a Roomba.
All right. So you don't have to worry about, like, turning him loose. You don't have to worry about him, like, wandering back into the cilia and eating it all up.
Yeah.
We should have a name for that. We'll call it hot grass.
I was going to say the red fern. Speed jerk.
No, red fern's good. Grass? I like red fern.
Let's do that.
I may not have handled that well, but on later introspection, I think I learned a thing. I'm upping my heart by one.
Ah.
Zero!
Excellent. All right. So, what do you got to say to Private Thompson? Oh, hey, Winston.
Hey. Sorry about your leg. Pretty traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember real well exactly how that happened. It's kind of a blur to me. But, you know, I feel okay. I feel good. I feel happy to be alive.
It's...
Could have gone worse.
You know, it's good to be alive. This is such an interesting place. The air is... It feels electric.
Yeah, I'm really feeling the spirit, too.
It's everywhere.
You know, I've only been in the service for a couple of years, but I've never really had a near-death experience before. Like, you know, on Blue Dot, we had a firefight. We basically just mowed them all down. I don't think they really returned fire at all. So I didn't really get that man, I could have died feeling. It just sort of felt like training, you know? But this time, I think I'm lucky to have made it out with as much of me as I did. I thank God, and I thank Jesus and Mary. And then he runs off a handful of other saints, some of the new ones, like Ed Ignatius and Barack Obama.
Obamacus.
Huh?
Hedwig
the White. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Bearer of the tiny golden man, given to him after death with gained one in life. I'm sorry, that was very dumb.
No, I'm just imagining, like, one of those, like, old, like, medieval, like, saint statues where they're, like, holding various things, and it's Leonardo DiCaprio, or sort of him, holding, like, a really bad, like, Oscar statue in his hand, like, looking all serious.
Blood is coming out of the Oscar.
It's like, do Oscars have their... No, they have their hands down at the sides. Okay, so that doesn't really work all that well. Like, definitely.
I was picturing the globe for some reason.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking. That's the golden globe. Like, you could totally have the golden globe with bleeding wrists. Stigmata golden globe award. Somebody write that down. There's money there. So, will you pray with Thompson?
I will absolutely pray with Tom.
All right. Turns out this is praying silently. So you just, all you really had to do was hold his hand for a little while. Roll, connect. I should have had you do this at the beginning.
I'm a shitty person. That's bad.
Maybe Thompson is a shitty person.
Yeah.
So Thompson
deserved it.
So do you get it whether you succeed or fail? The advance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the...
Just based on trying.
That's the important part. Okay, so it turns out that you did not know that this was going to be a silent prayer. So you're like, oh, great amorphous pink blob. that I wish to someday become a part of. Please absorb me.
Something like,
Give me a twisted alien worship prayer.
You know what? I'm just repeating it all in terms of script I have that has been on artifacts and what I know. So I start doing the prayer, but I start doing like a bastard prayer in some alien tongue.
Oh, okay. So Thompson's a little bit like, oh, kind of seems a little intimidated, maybe a little bit disturbed.
Hail Mary, who art in heaven.
And then guess who pops up over the edge of the Jeep?
Hello.
How are your feelings today?
Great.
I couldn't help but overhear.
We're having a moment. My comrade here has just undergone a very traumatic experience.
Indeed he has. And how are you feeling, Wilson? Turns out his name is Wilson Thompson. Yo, well, our dynamic requires way too many names because there's too many people here who call up people by their first name. It felt like an appropriate thing.
No, I love it.
A sanctimonious guy to do, but now everyone's got too many names. Too many names! Too many names!
Install being Wilson for the first name. He's popular.
So, Dr. Hukov
after St. Wilson
wants to talk to Private Thompson a little bit. You might be able to make it out of this without becoming the center of attention, but he's certainly extremely interested in some of that alienese you were just talking. It's like, so, what are the meanings of these words?
It was a language my mother spoke. It was a prayer she told me when she was very young. Children, and I remembered it and thought it was very beautiful.
I see.
I don't know exactly what I meant, but I believe in my heart that if I'm thinking of God, God knows. So the words have power anyway, because that is what gives the power, knowing and feeling.
Were you close with your mother?
Yes, I was very close.
How close?
Appropriately close.
Indeed. He pulls out his pad and writes something down.
Why are you writing down essentially what should have been a null hypothesis? She and I had a normal relationship.
Oh, I like just to write everything down.
You know, do you have a bad memory?
When you get to be my age, you know, things just whoop right out of your head.
It must be awful to have such early onset dementia, and I am sorry. We can pray for you as well. That is a intentional dig.
I intend to make you
someone's face.
Yes, get it. This is a magical. The passive aggressive get in your face.
I want to say that's a no. It's a six. I suck. Maybe he takes his genuine. I don't know.
If I was there, I would totally assist because fuck that guy.
You have, in fact, offended the venerable Dr. Hukov, and he...
I cannot be the one to do because I've just realized I have a bond with you, not a rival.
Bonds are the same. Rivalry
so can I come to the rescue of her?
Not really.
That's more of a combat move,
but
I feel
assisting.
As though for this character, this is more threatening.
But assisting...
assist is possible.
Yeah.
You could absolutely assist.
Okay.
Around this time, Strike 5, who was I...
Mm-hmm.
Comes looking for...
Starfish!
Looking for Starfish. Starfish! You're supposed to be scouting ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to tend to the emotional needs of our injured comrade, but I am happy to go. Yes, thank you.
That's what the good doctor's here for. Doctor, why aren't you attending to this man? Why are you harassing my soldier who needs to be out up front when you have another patient up here?
Roll plus bond. Or is it just... Is assist just a...
It's a plus two. It's always a two. If I remember right.
Well then.
Nope. He's not that kind of doctor.
Well, Captain, I believe you will find, if you peer into your regulation book, that as the only medical professional immediately available, I actually am now technically Private Thompson's commanding officer. It's not, they have a thing where when someone is in medical care, they're not part of the same chain of command. Their chain of command goes up through medical personnel. And he's obviously like way the hell out there, but there's no one else to do it. So he's pulling a extremely obscure technicality on you, but.
Well, that's good because that means he's under your command and you need to take care of him. So I can go.
All right. You escape. With your sanity intact.
Into the night.
But not for long. You, on the other hand, are going to eat a bit of berating from Dr. Hukov, and you're just probably going to have to sit there and take it for a minute.
That's
So, Badger, I haven't given you any attention in a while. Let's see here now.
I had a thing I wanted to do, actually.
Hit me.
So, the Celia, the, what do we call them?
Red Fern.
Mm-hmm. Red Fern, had damaged my mech quite a bit, right?
Right, well,
Stanzi... Yeah, cosmetically.
Yeah, Stanzi and Rocket are taking care of it with the old fungus...
Fungus line.
Okay.
Spit shine.
I'm gonna go kind of... Like, I trust Rocket, less so Stanzi. I'm just gonna go kind of observe and be there.
Mm-hmm.
And probably be critiquing, you know, making sure that nothing is out of place.
All right. So, were you watching the whole time, or did you come along after they started working?
Probably came along after they started working.
All right. Stanzi has not yet noticed you. She's, because, you know, this is a shit rolls downhill situation. She's the one that's actually in there, with the, actually, I guess you've all got rebreathers, so you don't really have to worry about the smell.
Mm-hmm.
So, but nonetheless, she's the one that's in there actually, like, applying the coat of gross shit.
Comes through the rebreather. I think it's bad.
It's one of those smells you can smell with your skin.
Like, you probably wouldn't... Like,
oh.
Without the rebreather, it'd probably be reaple-ish.
I got something better. So, you remember, you never met him. You might have heard about my my shitty ex-roommate that Dana replaced. Had a tendency, he really liked to cook chicken. His meals were chicken. Cooked in a pan, right?
Yeah.
Never once cleaned any of the area around the stove. And we were discovering this thick layer of chicken grease that had basically caked everything on that side of the kitchen. The other day, I went up and I reached up on top of the cabinets that were above the stove. So this is like, you know, 4 feet above the stove. We had, is where we kept all our Ziploc bags. So I pulled a Ziploc bag out to bag up a sandwich. And like, I was like, what is that? And then like looked at it in the light and it was covered in that chicken grease. And we like have been finding it on dishes and stuff like that. Anything that was left sitting next to it. Because that shit does not come off. You cannot just put it in the dishwasher. It's waterproof.
Yep.
So this exudes something like that. So whenever you do it, everything in the nearby vicinity just ends up coated with this really gross grease. It feels like soda that is dried onto something and is sticky and has some substance to it, so it's like a sludge.
Mm-hmm.
But it's totally waterproof. It's totally like solvent proof. You just have to scrape it off. And even when you scrape it off, it leaves a residue that you basically have to wait for the skin and hair to slough off to get off of you. So
that said, if you take your boots and set them upside down while you're doing this, it is waterproof.
So it's good waterproofing for boots. All right. Nonetheless, Stanzi's having to get in there with this shit all over her. So she hasn't noticed you.
I'm just going to come up and just stand behind her. Mm-hmm. And just kind of watch and make sure that nothing is amiss. All
right.
Eventually, I'm sure I'll see something that is amiss, whether it is or isn't, and give her shit about it.
All right. You know, she's doing a pretty good job, but it's not the most even of coats. It's going to come out looking a little bit mottled, a little bit ripply. It sort of tends to be the case with this. Only a true master, like someone who is a specialist in this specific procedure, could get that smooth chrome finish that you used to have.
I'm still going to give a shit about it. So I'm not, like, upon watching this, and for just a few seconds, I'm going to kind of just standing behind her, just, you missed a spot.
She just screams out loud. She did not know you were there.
Yeah, I'm gonna point.
Hang on a minute. Okay. She's still recovering. She's like, I'm sorry.
Can I come into the corner of the room having a run? I'm just gonna watch this.
Okay, sure. You see Badger stand behind Stanzi for about 2 or 3 minutes and then say a thing, and then Stanzi screams at the top of her lungs and falls over. She's having a very anime moment. She's got the whole like.
She's got cataplexy!
Okay.
Sorry, that's the thing that I have that makes you actually into an anime character. You get startled and your ones facing fainted goats, they have cataplexy.
Okay.
A lot of them do.
Fainted cataplexy?
Yes.
Only in goats.
I imagine that the side of her head has landed a good pile of misery.
No, it doesn't pile up in any particular place. It goes airborne and just sticks to whatever it wafts into. So no, she lands on the nice, hard coral.
Plus, if she's going to be doing this procedure, she probably has covered as much skin as possible, so it's not on her.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's pretty standard operating.
Yeah, but the problem is, then you got to take that suit off and, like, store it for next time.
Like the 3 or 4 times, you can pull the old suit out of the casing and then use the new casing as a suit. You wouldn't want to.
But you could.
You, Rocket, take a moment to just thank the various deities and alien entities and pan-dimensional gargle blasters that you have an assistant for this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's like, I'm sorry. Please don't hit me.
We'll fix it.
Ah!
No, that's not how you fix it.
You can't fix it.
Did it look like this before?
No.
I've seen Rocket do this.
I'm going to push, because I'm assuming I'm also working on one of the other mechs there.
I thought you said that you were there, that you were doing the process as well. I assumed you were just doing something else.
Yeah, but after the startle, I'm going to come over and...
Yeah, everyone heard it.
I think I'm actually going to get in your face here.
Okay.
And like, look, if you mess with my assistant, she's going to do a shitty job. So
she's already doing a shitty job.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours, for not training your assistant right, apparently.
Or maybe it's yours for fucking distracting her while she's trying to do complicated stuff on
It's not that complicated. It's fucking paste.
Retro
I can spread that shit. It's not retro. It's classic.
Uh-huh.
And not interference. No, I won't.
And
even with a +2 for being in a having a friendship, that is 5.
We're rivals.
No, you're friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
I'm a rival.
Oh, right.
My notes say friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
L's notes say friends.
Roll plus relationship, so +2. Oh, wait, no, I'm looking at the wrong thing. In someone's face. That's fire. That you did or did not interfere?
I did not.
Okay.
By
so then, 6, that's 8.
So what are you trying to do? Get in her face?
Yeah.
I suppose technically you were getting in Stanzi's face.
Yes, that was what I was attempting to do.
So you didn't even roll that yet.
Well, yes. Then, do you want me to roll first?
Maybe the better thing would have been to have her roll get in your face and you roll interfere.
Well, I was trying to basically get between them and tell her to shove off.
I mean, it's okay. We can treat Badger as enough of a badass that just, like, it is a non-option for once her to go into the thing.
Instead of nested getting in faces.
Yeah. So,
like, I get in so-and-so's face. Well, I get into that person's face. Well, I get into that person's face.
You either have to shove off, take the abuse, or do one of the following, your choice. You can swing, storm out, or say what you think I want to hear.
I'm going to take the abuse.
Okay.
I think that you're supposed to, like, then narrate the abuse.
Yep. Yeah. You get to chew me out now.
You give me shit, and I have cover for you so you can keep your antiquated old standard tech mech with no organic upgrades, and you're going to give my assistant shit about not having a chrome finish when in the middle of the battlefield we're fixing all this crap. That is ludicrous. You need to back off, and maybe we'll keep the status quo as far as your mech is concerned. Unless you really want big organic plates all around so you don't even walk through that red fern shit without your legs falling off.
Private Carlisle is nearby and is like Thompson!
Now it's not the time, Carlisle.
Yeah, he didn't have a second thing to say. He was just kind of sitting there like, oh, hey, like Thompson. If I could make my eyes aim in opposite directions, I would.
So, I'm gonna pull you aside, or at least if you'll come with me.
Okay.
Listen, you're no particular.
I do.
I don't want anyone else. I trust you and no one else. You're a sin. Sorry, she's not as good as you.
True, but
she's particular, and
the pace is a very specific and external, and she knows what she.
Sure, you know more.
Well,
Sergeant Reese. Kind of comes up into frame between the two of you guys, like, you know, I see two lovely ladies this close together, and I just kind of not got to get in the middle.
I'm going to punch him in the face.
I'm here with your paste. Got more paste.
That's an 11.
Oh, okay. No, he fails to dodge.
Get out of here, Reese.
Oh! Okay, you cave Reese's face in again. It's like, oh,
again?
No!
No, the first time he got away.
Yeah.
I almost hit 3.
Yeah, but I gotta believe this has happened before.
Oh, that's
why
true.
Why is everyone yelling in here?
No reason. I was just leaving.
Well, no, it looked like you startled that one for not doing your chrome finish right. I just want to know why everyone's yelling here. I understand that you're all neurotic about your whole mech situation and that you are
probably something in the
between
air
people.
in the air. Well, yeah. You have blue breathers.
Oh, that's right. You can't just punch Reese's face. He's got a glass mask on.
Maybe it's cracked now.
I'll punch him in the shoulder then.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying to kill him. I'm more just trying to shove off.
He drops a big tub of metal coat jelly on your foot.
Ew. I would do something about that.
Well, it wasn't open.
Oh.
It just smushed your foot.
I misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. I'd just curse.
This is a bad session for feet.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Rebreathers don't stop 100% of everything.
Not everything.
I don't think we've had anybody on this planet before, so it could be something in the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Making everybody on edge.
Well, can't you feel it?
Nope.
It's kind of
feels fine
electrical,
to me.
Right? Exciting?
Not the word I would
have
use.
You been touching the sponges again?
No, I don't need to touch sponges. Freddy will touch sponges.
Oh, right. You're still over there taking shit from Dr. Hugh Cove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carlisle takes off his mask to scratch his nose.
How is that?
How's what?
The air.
Oh, shit! Puts the mask back on.
Yeah, don't do that anymore.
Then again, he's not screaming, so maybe it's nothing in the air.
I think the thing, the power thing, the electroplasm, whatever you guys, I feel like it gets in. It's like coating, right? Kind of like the chrome mushroom fog chicken soup grease, except
yeah,
good, energetic.
Bolting.
Oh.
Again, it's weird just being here.
But it's like the hair on the back of your neck is always on end, and
yeah.
Strike, you have escaped. You can enter the scene as well. It's not like you got, I mean, this. Everything that humans are doing on this particular part of the planet right now is happening in the same, like, 40-foot sphere, so.
I was actually, sorry, did not mean to bump the table again. Was going to try and draw you out a little bit.
Cool.
And maybe not flub it as bad this time. I want to connect with someone. It's probably a dumb idea.
Just try it.
Connect with the misfit. But, yep, that was a dumb idea.
What was your did you roll?
A 4.
Nothing
plus 0 is 4.
The most heart-having member of the party now. Rocket has found indifference. The magic of indifference.
No,
I'm really
what
hard
you
to
found is unbridled enthusiasm. That's terrifying. I'm there to love you, just a little too hard.
Trying really hard to be sympathetic, but I'm not sure I can. I think I used it all up on Thompson, sorry.
It's okay. I'm fine. I just want to make sure everyone else is fine because it's kind of chaotic. And I don't know what these things are like. I don't know these walls. I don't know how alive they are. I know they're alive, but I don't know how, like, I don't know they're thinking. I can't really tell.
That's very interesting.
And Freddy doesn't know.
At this point, Strike 5 is going to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you guys just standing around and talking right now?
Well, first everyone was yelling.
Stanzi has meanwhile gone back to work on the mech quickly while she has a moment of respite.
The only person I can see working right now is the private.
She's a specialist. She pipes up. She's like, I'm a specialist.
Keep up the good work, specialist.
Thank you.
And get back to it. So I want to know what exactly is going on here. And I'm trying to use heart to get a feel of the situation.
Do it. Is there any commanding...
Nice.
Ha! Well, like, fuck you, fuck you, you're good. Womps out. What's, is there a commanding officer thing for this?
This would be me make, basically my additional move is I can try and get command as long as my soldiers are working well together.
Oh, okay.
Which they aren't right now.
Well, that was a Rita situation, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the Rita stitch. I was just,
My responsibility is to keep the unit in
Rita
line.
Rita Brand, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, so let's see here now. Yeah, you've got 3 questions. The answers are somewhat self-explanatory, as you, the player, have been sitting at the table here. But which questions do you want? It's because those are the ones you get +1 to act on.
Would you have rather connect with someone and ask people questions?
Yeah, I guess I would have rather connected. I guess
okay.
Who would have been Rocket, who is the highest ranked one, technically.
I thought I was.
You're an NCO, I thought?
Yeah, or, Master Sergeant.
And he is a warrant officer.
Is that what he is?
Yeah,
he's a chief engineer.
She's chief warrant officer.
Oh,
then chief warrant.
Yeah, then she probably would be her.
And then she buzz off.
I tried to, and then
you'll be a sergeant.
He started asking questions.
So
same as Reese.
Warrant Officer Rocket, what's going on here?
Well, We had a little bit of interference with Stanzi's work, and Stanzi and I were, you know, repairing the armor on the mechs. I came over to make sure that she was not interfered with.
And by a little bit of interference, when I left, she was working on that same foot and has maybe made, I don't know, a foot of progress?
Well,
she's not done with this foot yet.
I haven't quite gotten the hang of telling people to shove it and having them shove off, so...
I'm going to give you extra information because you took the fall from it earlier. It's because Badger snuck up on one of them because overly sensitive about her weird mech. And
I love how the one that's a regular mech is the weird mech. It makes me so happy.
And they had some sort of weird side thing where they talked about a secret. And then Reese popped up and had a bucket which he dropped on that one's foot.
Right then, this is what I believe is going to happen now. Badger,
take a respect for calling him that one.
Thanks.
That is totally unjustified, but...
No, I'm taking it.
I'm actually trying right now
I think we're past the
to manipulate the situation. But Badger, you're going to go secure Reese and collect samples of the Red Fern because it has very interesting oxidizing properties, which we need to study.
My mech is being worked on right now.
That's a shame because the warrant officer is going to take care of that. Starfish, you need to continue scouting ahead.
I was going to say I could collect some while I'm out if you need it.
I've noticed that your collecting tends to be eating.
Well, I could also collect. I'm hungry.
You need to scout ahead and find enemy positions. Go.
All right.
Badger, go. Consider this your punishment.
What, do you want me to go naked? I don't have a mech. It's being worked on.
A bio suit.
What, this thing? It's designed to make sure I have atmosphere to breathe and nothing else.
You could come in with me. That was a joke.
Badger.
I am not
Starfish,
in that nasty-ass swimming pool.
You have your orders. Execute.
Reese makes a joke about coming in with someone.
By the way, you get 3 questions to ask people.
I've already asked quite a few, actually.
Well, no, you get those specific questions. I.e., so the way it works is these questions are not in-character questions. They're out-of-character questions.
Yes. Okay.
I.e., it's what is your character thinking, and then your the character can say in-character, but it can also just be you get a vibe, and now you understand them more.
So really, I guess the pertinent question here is how do I get you to do blank?
Yeah.
Right.
Because I think that you've already gotten the what do you really feel and the what happened back there.
Yeah, so yeah, how do I get...
This is... Well, normally it's a seduce or manipulate, but I gotta feel like... Or no, I guess it's the lead.
Well, this is what can I do, and the seduce manipulate is doing actually that. Doing it.
But with the plus one from the
correct.
Successful connect.
Okay. So what can I do to get you to leave this situation, but do something productive?
What do you define as productive?
Well,
I'm trying to create out of character right here. I'm trying to create a conflict that will get her pissed off at me and out of your hair. So her to go do the thing, me to go do the thing.
Okay. So out of character, would your character ride along or her to...
So me as the player wants to see that desperately. It's going to take some severe convincing to get Badger to get in that nasty ass whatever the fuck it is.
I've already told you that I don't actually want you in, that it was a joke. So if you wanted to make me uncomfortable...
Yes. All right. That sounds reasonable.
Here is my plan, actually.
So, yeah.
Is my character is going to suggest that you ride along with her. So I'm going to say, Badger, ride along with Starfish.
Oh, sir.
And Starfish will collect the Red Fern samples, and you will analyze the trajectory of the other drop pods.
Sir, it's cramped in there. I was making a joke at Badger's expense. I did not actually mean that
she could fit... What do you think I mean by ride along, now go? And timeout out of character is, my character is totally implying that you ride on top with some diagnostic equipment while you pilot and collect.
Okay.
But I told you to go, and now I'm doing that.
Well,
so I guess it's
without clarifying.
Yeah, without, and I walk off without clarifying, so I guess I will need to make my manipulate roll now.
Do it.
About plus one.
I mean, not against me.
Really?
Well, if you want to.
It would be me, because I was the one who...
I think it'd be
fine. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Him.
I'm attempting to manipulate someone. I got a 7 with the plus 1 from the reading the room.
I'll take it.
What's your style?
0.
Oh, okay. So yeah, plus 1. Did I have you... I tagged you on style. Did you take your advance?
No, I didn't. Which actually brings me up 5, excitingly.
Advancement. Yeah, the other thing that I got from editing the other group is, like, every one of them made an advance in the first session. Like, they were just hitting it hard.
I got to 3.
So I think one of them was almost to their second advance.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Like they were definitely and they did a lot less stuff than we did too.
I made it to a 4, and that's just because I tried to force myself super hard to use brains a lot.
Yeah. So. I made it to 3. If I'd had fire last session, I probably would have made it to 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Fire, me having fire tag was the only reason I got 3.
Right.
All 3 of them were.
Well, I think that's more my fault because I didn't ask you guys to roll for things very often. So.
And it's fine.
This is a thing that I'm going to be, you know, as I get these more memorized, mm-hmm. I'll ease into it a little
bit more.
Honestly,
as long as we're all about equal, I think it's not a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The main problem occurs when one person has 4 advances and everyone else has 2. Anyway.
That's not even the end of the world. It's just a little less exciting for the people who are left behind.
Right.
Rocket. So they're gonna go do a thing, and we're gonna get to that. Rocket. Arnold requests your assistance. Lieutenant Arnold is. She's been so after the initial attempts to communicate with the other ship failed. Mm-hmm. Arnold, who for some reason is like really uptight about this. Like, I mean, everyone else is more or less comfortable with the situation. Like, yeah, the other ship probably crashed and everybody died, but your guy's method of escape is intact.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if at any point it's like, okay, you know what, we can't do this mission anymore, you guys can just pack up and head out of there. That is a thing that is authorized. So most of the, and then the Marines are like unflappable. Nothing really bothers them. Dr. Hukov is probably a sociopath, so, you know, he's able to be comfortable. Stanzi is as comfortable as you order her to be. But Arnold, Reese is a simple man with simple needs. But for some reason, Lieutenant Arnold has like been looking like she is just holding back tears over the whole fate of the other pod. Mm. So when you were like, okay, they're not answering, she's been killing herself trying to raise the other dropship on her communications gear, which is somewhat more, not advanced than yours, but more robust. It has more capabilities, more different capabilities. So she's asked, she's come over to ask you to help her work on that.
All right.
She's like, I know it's not really your area of expertise, but I could just use a second engineer's eyes on this.
I can fix anything.
Well,
if it's...
You always say, if it's not broke, you can fix it. It's not broken, I need you to fix it.
Well, there's, of course, the problem. If it's broke on the other side, there's nothing we do besides get over to them.
Connect with someone.
11.
Wild flailing success.
Look, we can... Even if we can't get through to them, if their comms are down...
Do you have a question?
Oh.
For the connect.
What do you want or need most right now?
To be reassured that the other team is alive. She just... She was looking for an excuse to have someone hang out with her while she's working on this antenna.
Well, even if their comms are down, they also have the laser tech, right?
Yes.
To bounce it?
Each ship had one.
If we got triangulated the info for where they crashed, we could maybe try tight beaming a laser SOS to them.
Oh.
And
they don't have hardware to receive.
But you could send a communication to the... Oh, no, you can Starship didn't...
The only command you guys are... The only communication you guys are getting from the carrier...
No, I'm not talking about the carrier. I'm talking about trying to bounce it off the moon back to the other pod.
Right. The only communication you guys are intending to receive here mm-hmm. is care packages from the carrier. It's not rigged up... Like you guys aren't rigged up to receive. There was never an expectation that you guys would be receiving laser transmission. You have your regular, like...
Comms.
Yeah, your regular comms, which are sort of a... I think we called it a sub-radio, like, almost a telepathic communication. It's based on BioWare. So that's how you guys normally would communicate with each other. She's trying to rig up a more technological solution, but you're not going to be able to... I mean, forgive me for getting all techno here, but yeah, you're not going to be able to do a secure communication that way.
I was more techno babbling for reassurance.
Gotcha.
Here's something that sounds like it might work, and, you know, I don't know that it really would or not, but...
Seduce or manipulate.
Okay.
This is a thing you can roll to succeed, and you get +1 on it.
That's a 10.
Cool.
And
so do you want anything besides calming her down?
Well,
triangle.
Yeah, fuck it.
So we are totally in a post-sexual orientation world.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we've already... Wait, no.
Wait, what?
I thought we already established that she was with...
Me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we already know that she likes girls.
No, I was talking about Rocket.
Also
her. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know Rocket liked girls.
Oh, no.
Rocket, the Rocket's most
80%
recent...
80% of women are bisexual. Yeah.
In the future.
Well, in the future they would be. 80% will have universal receptivity on a blood flow and neurological level. That does not mean you should not believe a woman who is straight or totally lesbian. It just means that, like, the potential is there in a different culture if you're raised from birth in a certain way. That it's like you'd have more bisexual people in the future. That's my argument.
I accept. I accept. Whatever. Because you
That's
said
offensive,
it.
That's offensive, but it's true.
It's as just funny
as,
because
as far as Rocket is concerned, we're on a hostile planet. We've already almost lost Thompson, and who knows who'll be next. Might as well get a little comfort while you can.
All right.
And if you can get some comfort at the same time, all the better.
Well, you guys are able to get a little bit of privacy while because you know. Arnold needs quiet and peace to work on the radio.
Sure. That sounds good.
There's enclosure in these vehicles. I mean, there has to be for weather. Mm-hmm. There's probably, like, shrimp hurricanes on this planet or something.
Shrimp-a-canes. All right, so let me roll for my special.
The 11th plague. Hurricane of shrimp.
So, yeah, it's weird. Maybe Rocket... isn't as into girls as I thought.
Wait, what were you just rolling?
For my special.
Oh, right.
So on a 79, it's weird. Until you work things out, you get -1 against them, and they get +1 against me.
Hmm.
Or maybe you're more into girls than you thought, which is why she gets a +1 against you.
Yeah, there you go.
Or she finds out that you have, like, 8 supernumerary nipples or something.
Or you're really kinky. Or she's really kinky.
These are not mutually exclusive.
Okay, so Arnold has +1 versus you, and you've got -1 versus her?
Yes.
They update their Facebook status. It's complicated.
You cannot update Facebook. On this planet, Facebook would be like a book with a face on it. You walk up and be like, "Hey, Facebook. Hi, how's it going, friend?" I'm like, "I'd like to update my status on social media."
You're
okay.
A slut.
And then the book jumps over and runs over to another book and like, "Hey, other Facebook. Pass it on."
Oh, God. Peer-to-peer Facebook. Just what we need.
Everything is biological here. It's going to be like that episode of Chowder with the sentient toilet.
Oh, God! All right, I'm sorry.
Like, how do we go to the bathroom? Well, you just attach this gross slug to your doodad and just let it kind of suck it out of you.
So, I'm thinking that's that the weirdness might actually be related to, like, promises of getting a connection with the other pod. And
right.
So that doesn't work. And the sex is okay, but we're distracted when, like, eventually there's no reply by the time we should got it. Because it would take time to, like, bounce a signal off the moon and back to the thing. And
All right. So you two, the dynamic duo, it's time to mount up on old Freddy.
So have you ever been in this kind of...
No.
Okay, so there's a dry cell and a wet cell. Which one do you want to be in? I like the wet cell.
You have a dry cell?
It's where I put, like,
isn't that the place
snacks?
Where you keep your snacks? Yeah.
It's, like, it tiny.
Okay.
What's the difference? Besides the...
The wet cell, you can technically control from a dry cell, if you are so inclined. Or you could get into the wet cell, which is the, it's a bio hookup.
Anatomically, where on Freddy is the orifice that you use to get into these cells?
So, the wet cell is the belly.
Okay.
The dry cell is right above the wet cell. There is, like, a little cavity that you could feel up into, and it's, like, a... It's harder to get... It was originally designed so that you would go into that position. There is no technical wet cell. I found the wet cell on my own means.
Ah, okay. So you go through the dry cell to get to the wet cell.
Yes.
Okay, because what you just described made it sound like you go through the wet cell to get to the dry
yeah.
cell.
Yeah, well, I can go straight into the wet... I you could just go straight into the wet cell, but you could do either way.
Okay.
Is it all going through the mouth?
No. It is the wet cell, I am assuming, is the... For whatever his species is, it is essentially the uterus. That is how you hook in.
Okay.
The wet, and so the dry cell would be the thing that was put in there to encapsulate a human, but it has atrophied down and been slightly rejected because I don't use it except for a snack. So there, you can hook in. It might be kind of rusty.
Well, since this is your mech thing, where would I be most full on this glorious mission the captain has just...
Probably the dry cell. I mean, I don't think you could pilot the wet cell. I don't think you know how to, you know...
I'm sorry, you don't think I could pilot it?
I mean...
I've ridden horses. It can't be that much more complicated.
It's
a fucking animal. It had its brain scooped out. It's not that hard. I control mechs. It's fine. You know what? You're on.
Do you want to use the wet cell?
Sure. Prove to you that I can just do it just fine.
Okay, somebody should probably be rolling against somebody here.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm waiting for. I was thinking it would probably be a manipulate.
Yeah.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Six. That is a big whopping six.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What happens when you fail to seduce or manipulate an NPC?
Well...
You mean a PC?
A PC.
She's failed to manipulate me, so I'm letting her think she's manipulated me.
Ah.
So I'm gonna let her be in the wet cell.
Ah.
Out of character, this is gonna be awesome.
So, hold your breath.
Okay.
So I'm going to open the chamber. It is fleshy, and I shove you in. And
welcome.
I close it.
Welcome to the wet cell.
So... To an outsider, what would it look like in there? What would it feel like?
Well, it's very dark, and it's spongy, kind of. It's, like, red and blue and brown. It's almost like a cave, almost. But it's soft, and it's warm. The walls are warm. And as you would start struggling around, you would feel, all of a sudden, something come out of the wall, snake down into your nose and your mouth, and then something else come and snake down into your belly and just, like, grab you by the navel. And suddenly, there's a rushing noise, and the cavity fills with fluid. And then you would stop being in the cavity, and you would start seeing out of the eyes of the mech, because now you're just seeing what Freddy would see. So you are just touching and feeling all that stuff.
Full sensory integration.
Mm-hmm.
You are Freddy now.
However, Freddy has several senses that human and earth animals do not have, so it may be quite disorienting.
Yeah, I assume so. Can Freddy make noises?
Yes.
He's probably making lots of noises right now.
Probably. I'm feeling kind of guilty.
Well, that's weird.
What does Freddy say?
You okay in there? And that's your comm line coming on here.
Oh, I have one of these. Interesting.
Yeah.
How does this work?
Walk?
No, the comm link. And never mind.
Through the mech. Have you never owned a mech before?
You just kind of think about who you want to... You just direct a thing at
the
someone.
The joke is I've been doing
yeah.
it
yeah,
subconsciously.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm like, how do I talk? How do I turn it on? You're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
reading
actually,
you loud and clear.
That's actually really cool. I like the idea of just like, well, you merely direct a statement at someone, and then it will be transmitted to that person specifically.
So, can I connect to any person, or only people where...
Within a local... I guess anyone wearing a comm link.
Anyone who is connected to the... Only people with a comm link. Yeah.
So I can't surprise her assistant again.
Mine has the... yeah.
Well, I...
You might have a loudspeaker. I don't know how that would work. If she has a comm link, or...
You know, she probably wouldn't while she was working on the thing. When you guys all have one to like keep, you know, in your ear all the time. But she probably would have it out while she was working on the stuff because Don's a little jumpy.
So, Starfish, are we ready to go?
Take a couple steps.
Where are you?
I am in the dry
okay.
pod, and there are controls here so I can stabilize and stuff.
Well, I was gonna say, what does that mean? A roll to keep from falling flat on Freddy's face?
Well, yeah. I mean, is that something like that okay?
Can I roll something to see how well I can... I'm trying to think
what it's gonna be.
You could always just do
like a steely...
just a keep your cool.
You know,
yeah.
I want to call it brains, because her character is very brain-centric.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Because there's a move for it, and it's called keep your cool, which is, in a stressful situation, you know, roll plus steel...
Because you're doing the worst thing your character feels like doing with a mech.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You know what? No. I'm actually going to have you roll style.
Roll style?
Yeah.
Okay. I can roll style.
When a cat is trying to look dignified, it's rolling style.
That is doing something gutsy then.
So instead, you're a cat.
You're the guts.
With booties on.
Yeah. Okay.
The problem is that...
I can taste the ground.
Killing me tonight.
The problem is one of Freddy's senses is a sense of gravity. So it's not like when you put your foot down, you don't feel like...
go down.
Your human brain is trying to compensate for the fact that you should, the foot should stop. But Freddy continues to sense the kinetic energy of his body weighing down on the foot. And it's not like a painful thing. It's just a thing that he's aware of at all times about his body. It's handy for the, crawling along surfaces type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can always tell how much pull, like if he's upside down doing the gecko thing, you can always feel how much pull is going on.
You okay?
I'm fine. I was just warming up.
All right, Badger.
The old warm-up.
It's fine. I got this. I can pilot just fine.
Right. Hold on. I'm trying to calm him. It's okay.
Can I feel Freddy?
It's okay. Yes. In fact, half of your brain, you keep on having thoughts that are alien to you.
Can I connect with Freddy?
Can she connect with Freddy?
I don't know. Can you?
What could go wrong?
That is a 7. No, wait. Heart is -2.
Yeah.
That is a 5. I can't assist for that.
You can, because it bumps up a level. You can absolutely assist.
Assist is plus. I thought assist was plus 2.
If you're friends, it's a +2. If you're rivals, it's a +0.
I don't help.
Aw. So all you feel is gross.
Yep.
It's just like...
I can't even comprehend the alien mind.
It's like watching a sex act that you really don't want to have to see.
Alright, since you're clearly incompetent, I'm going to take over. Alright? It's going to be kind of rough. I haven't worked with this in a while. But at least there's snacks. Alright.
You know, you've never defined these ambiguous snacks, and we never will.
Ambiguous snacks.
Ambiguous snacks.
ER bars.
Red fern. Where is the red fern? Everywhere, probably.
Down.
Alright.
No, you guys are still on the ground. You haven't gotten up to the... Did I misunderstand? I thought you guys were in the burned out hole.
No, I thought we were up on the ledge.
I thought we got on top of the ledge.
Yeah. We got up...
Okay, I didn't realize you'd been on the ledge all along.
We're kind of convoying now, if I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, I assumed that you guys were still...
around along the narrow passage of the...
Oh, well then which way are you guys going?
I thought we just made base camp at the top of the crevice.
But which way are we going?
Us? I assumed we were going down where we landed.
I meant which way was the convoy going, but that's let's establish which way the convoy's going before we establish which way you guys are going.
Well, I guess it's more reasonable for us to kind of establish a temporary, kind of get oriented.
Because I imagine you're not going to be fixing mechs and whatnot on the move.
But you could also...
the planet as it goes through the sky, so whatever the direction of...
Triumph.
West, going from east to west.
This planet's atmosphere is weird. Of course, the primary source of light is Triumph, because it's big and it's bright and it's green. It probably fills 40% of the sky. I mean, this thing is monstrous, and this planet is pretty close, or this moon is pretty close to it. Then, of course, the star, which I think is a red giant, or no, it's a red dwarf, that's right. The star, which is a red dwarf, is more of a tiny object in the sky, but it's certainly easily, it's way more than our North Star, but it's sort of like an airplane. It's an obvious red dot in the sky, but it's not, it's like it's easy to be, there's the sun, but it's not shining a whole bunch of light on this planet. And then, you can see all kinds of other stuff flying around in space. This is busy space. There's probably an asteroid belt around Triumph that can actually be seen from the ground. So you've got exciting sci-fi landscape. But yes, you can certainly use Triumph as a point of reference for navigation.
Okay. Let's explore the other hole. We started on one. Let's go for the other side.
Why not just go down, grab some red fern, and come back up?
Because the other one will have red fern, too, and this interesting.
I don't...
All right. God, it's beautiful. Look at that. Everything here is so beautiful. Can't I envy you? God, it'd be quite a sight. All right.
Yep.
Brace yourself. For what? Like, have you ever seen, like, you know, Labyrinth, uh-huh. when David Bowie just, yep. like, goes over the edge? Yeah, that.
Like I said, that gravity thing feels really weird. It was weird when you were horizontal.
It's good that there's something down my throat, because I think otherwise I would throw up.
You probably threw up into it. It just, like, takes it away somewhere.
Ooh, a snack.
I'll save that for later. Refine that, pack it down, extrude it into my ambiguous sack. My ambiguous snack stack. Ambiguous snack sack.
Stack.
It's the ambiguous snack stack. Grab a sack of ambiguous snacks.
No, oddly, that kind of makes me want to play Danger Patrol again.
That needs to be one of like the commercials during Danger Patrol. The biggest stats.
Tell me what you see and feel.
Well, there's the weird gravity thing, which is weird, and it's almost like being in microgravity, but not quite. It's nausea inducing. But aside from that, there is a Freddy has much keener vision than I am accustomed to. And he is also, he looks at things where I don't necessarily do. If I'm writing in my mech, I just see what I see. Freddy has kind of a mind of his own and is probably sniffing around a little bit or looking and perceiving things and getting information that I had no idea this planet had. And yeah, it is a little pretty in its disgusting, revolting sort of way.
Do we land okay?
You do. You scoot right down there, and again, the cilia is quite solid to you. You can pretty much have your way with it. It has no intention towards Freddy except to get eaten. He's like a clownfish in a sea anemone.
You just munch it on that. What does it taste like?
It tastes like kind of like devil's food cake mixed with
sushi.
Red velvet and sushi.
Can't tell if that's real.
But you get the taste in succession. So it's not all at once. It sounds really gross if you describe it. But you get it in succession, so it's like a whole meal. It's very tasty.
You suddenly find yourself experiencing a new sense. This was something that was not going off before, and it is incredibly difficult to describe. It is wholly alien. But it feels like an anticipation of something.
Does Freddy have some sort of sixth sense that I'm not aware of? Or seventh, or eighth, or ninth?
He has many senses. Which feel...
Why do I suddenly feel a sense of foreboding?
Foreboding? Give me a stronger metaphor.
Stronger metaphor?
Like, describe it in terms of a metaphor.
I don't know metaphors. What? I mean, it's...
If it was a rock song, what'd the feeling be?
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Not that that's a rock song, but...
I can feel it in the air tonight.
Huh...
This one is probably new to you.
Okay. I'm going to try to connect it.
Okay. Do it.
And I don't know if I can get something, anything from, like, from my bonded or whatever.
Oh, the bonded, this is totally a situation where the bonded applies. I don't know if it's, you can roll it because you're bonded or if it's going to give you a plus one.
Well,
if a tag's relevant, it should be a plus one.
Well, that's okay. Good because that puts me at seven.
All right. You know that Freddy has some senses, like, you know academically that Freddy has some senses that you have never actually had the opportunity to interact firsthand with. For example, there is a couple of levels of communication between mice species besides the sub-radio telepathic communication. You're thinking this is one of those. There's another creature coming that Freddy has that Freddy can feel its presence.
Okay.
But you're not sure what, and you don't know if it's friend or foe.
Something might be coming. I think that's what that feeling is. Let's grab some grass and run.
Let's fucking leave.
So, just...
Let me see a steal. One of you roll it, one of you assist.
You want to roll it or don't need...
What's your steal?
Plus zero.
Oh, minus plus one. Let me do it.
All right, then I assist. With a nine.
All right, and then that is a 10, so I think I'm okay.
10 is super good.
10.
You are adroit. You basically retake control of Freddy. You're trying to remembering how the brain jack works, and just bite up a whole chunk of noodles without actually eating them, and scoot right up that wall.
Can I read a situation?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I haven't seen that result. Before you read the situation, I'm just going to tell you that, so like I said, the canyons sort of snake around, right? A bunch of critters come bounding into, around a bend into, into view of you. You're way up on the wall at this point. Though, what how's Freddy's vision work in terms of direction? Like, is it more like a squirrel where he can see almost 360, or is he more of a predator?
Squirrel.
Okay. Well, then if you can see them, they can probably see you. Now, read your situation.
Okay. So, what are the 9, I think. Yeah, it's a 9.
Okay. Is that questions?
Yes. So, I'm assessing the situation and, okay, what is the biggest threat to us right now?
Who's us?
The three of us.
Okay. Biggest threat is going to be the creatures. However, they are not very much of a threat.
Okay.
If you had said you and Freddy, I would say Badger.
Oh, yeah.
We already knew that.
Well, no, this is different. Because the things that have come around the corner are Freddy's species.
Okay, so we are all equally threatening to...
Well, no, what I mean is they're the exact same species as Freddy.
Okay.
They might be wild specimens. They might be occupied by enemy. Tough to say.
Can I cloak? How does that work?
Wait, do you have that?
I am
You're
stealthy.
You're stealthy, okay.
Here's where you ask exactly what does the stealth system incorporate, and then she would get a +1 on the roll to attempt to do that thing, because stealthy.
Okay.
At least that was the rules intended. You're welcome to take
okay.
it how you will.
So I ask you, so you tell me how Freddy's stealth works.
I assume it engages his natural, actually now I'm thinking of this, this is actually plot fun, because I'm not sure it'll help us much, but it'll still be interesting. It engages his natural camouflage reflex, which is kind of like a electromagnetic blocker, not in terms of like a signal blocker like you wouldn't have, but as in like a invisibility cloak with EMF and color, but... The problem is, that's a thing that his species has adapted, so they would probably be able to see it.
Well, there's always a good old-fashioned hide.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on a pretty sheer cliff surface, so there's not a lot of... Well, you know what? I said there were orifices between them. So, like, there's natural, smooth holes that go between, you know, through the fins, through the blades. So you can try and find and duck into one of those.
You could.
Hey, Badger, why are you whispering?
I don't know.
Okay,
how does Freddy feel about them?
Still the same feeling of anticipation?
Now that you know it's the same species, you roll... Let me see a brains on this one. I think this is going to have to be brains.
Crushing it!
Oh, nice.
12.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah,
you're now like, oh, I know this feeling. This is the anticipation of sex.
He's horny.
Oh, dear. We need to get stuff back.
I mean, we're not in immediate danger. What's the hurry? Who cares?
Did I just hear you vote in favor of our mechs fucking those guys?
No, I'm just saying there's no reason to, like, rush.
You have been feeling frustrated in that regard.
That's exactly what she meant. She just is never going to admit it. She totally wants to see what mechs fucking is like, because that's weird. And even though she hates these fucking creatures, kind of has a perverse sense of curiosity.
I am going to take the grass and put it in the compartment.
Ah, okay.
Which is just like a... I want to... Alien mind is what I would like to... I'd like to try and communicate.
Okay.
Alright. With the right preparation and our circumstances, I can communicate with them as if they were on your side, explain why and how. The way in which that would happen, and there is not a rule for this, is I am just going to assume that I lose control, that we lose control of our mech.
Right. Okay.
If that's okay with you.
No, that's exactly what Badger wants.
All right. You get a very clear but totally non-verbal communication from the creatures on the from the other Freddies. I guess we call them. What did we call it? Like rabbit dog or rat dog or something like that?
It's like a turtle rabbit dog armadillo thing. I would just call it a rabbit dog.
Okay. Well, anyway, you get a strong message from them, and they're basically like, "Hey, buddy, what you doing up there?" I mean, it's much. They're simple. They're not
right.
They probably have an intelligence about on par with a dog, so they're pretty clever. They're pretty social, but like, it's not like talking with a person. They don't have. I thought that Strike was trying to get my attention. No. Oh. Okay. They're like, "Why don't you come on down here? You know, get it on."
I'm not gonna stop, Freddy.
Okay. Well, Freddy goes on down there and gets it on.
All right.
It turns out.
Can we get our special moves?
Do it. I guess. You know what? Wow, that's so weird. But what are your special moves?
When you have sex with one of your squad mates, hold one. Until the next time you have sex with the character, you can spend this hold to use one of their moves once as if you had it. Now, I want to say that it specifically says when you have sex with one of your squad mates and not sex inside of or while fucking one of your...
Alongside of?
So, I could have said this potentially.
Because this is totally a four-way.
Okay, here's the thing. You are going to experience it.
Okay.
You're just piloting, so you're not really going to get
the... I'm brain-jacked.
Huh? You are brain-jacked, but the brain-jack is not the same as the full sensory immersion.
I control. I don't get the full immersion.
Yeah. So, I like, you're not going to be specific...
Her move to fire, if any.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, what I'm kind of angling for this is that I think Starfish is going to actually have a super chip on his shoulder about it.
Yes!
Because this is like, this is all I ever
fucking intend! Yes.
So, what you're going to get is it's going to be more like reading a book about sex. So it's certainly a turn on, but it's not like being touched directly. It's not like actually doing it. Whereas you are going to feel everything.
Yep. And the only reason it's like that is because my character is already fucked up. Anyone else in the situation would just feel like horrified.
Right.
Like, sort of like Badger is, except partially also kind of intrigued.
Well, the good news is, you've had a threesome before at all, so you can kind of figure out how this works. Turns out these things are do reproduce sexually, but not binary sex. Mm-hmm. They're all the same gender, but it takes three to tango.
Okay.
So there's actually three of them, because they're a mated trio. So one of them just kind of, like, I guess the least appealing one kind of gets forced out.
Aww.
No. What if instead it's, like, pairs have to find a go-between isn't exactly the right word, but, like, you have mated couples.
Like whales do in real life!
And then they have to find a third to act as their emissary, sort of.
Hmm. Okay.
And then I won't feel bad for a fictional rat dog that's getting left out of sex.
and so then it's that they have to find someone outside of their family so that it's not weird.
So tell me a story about your sex move.
When a loose cannon has sex with another character, dissolve any bond between the two characters.
We're no longer rivals!
I was gonna say, I think that works perfectly, because now we're no longer rivals because we shared weird sex.
Yeah. What else? Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, no one owns you. It's like you don't own me, right? Or something.
No, that's
like that.
Mine.
Not, yeah.
Oh.
If I flub it, that's mine.
No, the loose cannon just breaks
bonds. What's it called?
They're just special. They don't have names.
Oh, okay. I thought for some reason...
It's called your special move.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, done deal then. Meanwhile, back at the ranch,
you hear strike, weird noises.
Everybody's dipping their dipstick except you.
It's a lonely world.
It's lonely and it's lonely when you're in charge.
Yeah.
Maybe you can like get one of the privates to service you.
Whoa. Well,
yeah. No, we've solved that problem in the 20th century.
Yeah.
But not without much gnashing of teeth.
Only if you're into that. Actually, what Strike is doing is we've gathered some interesting data from the integration of our stealth mold and the drop pod, and he's analyzing that right now.
Stealth mold?
the self mold we put on the drop pod so we wouldn't be detected. So
right. Okay.
Mold, fungus.
Right, I remember now.
I think it was mode, not mold, but
mode.
Stealth mode?
No, we use the biological coating.
No, yeah, I remember. I remember him saying that you did coat it in something.
So
I didn't make a note of it though.
Yeah. So what he is doing is he is analyzing its regenerative properties because it's a good portion of it survived and is regrowing. And this goes along with his little side project that he's working on to upgrade his mech.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
Which. I'm angling this as a role on my side project.
Strike, which way will the convoy go when they depart? You're going to have final say on this. Lieutenant Arnold is strenuously suggesting that you guys head towards the crash site of Kalos Fist.
What did our aerial photos reveal of the rough direction in between the two?
You don't have any.
I did not find
any. We didn't take any while we were dropping in through atmosphere. That seems like an awfully foolish thing to do.
I mean,
I imagine that the computers, the guidance system, or something has to give visuals so the pilot knows what they're doing. So there's at all something I can analyze.
Okay. Sure. You have some. It's less a matter of not having pictures and more a matter of deciphering them. Wrap your head around a problem.
Okay.
The problem is you don't know which way to go.
All right. So what would that be a roll on?
Brains.
I got two. That is a 13.
Well then.
A hint or insight.
Basically, the DM tells you a thing.
So what Strike is trying to do is to analyze what little information we got as we dropped in to find an area or a path that will be the least densely packed, still provide enough targets. Like, he's looking for targets of opportunity in a line towards the rough place where the other drop pod dropped. So we can basically be accomplishing our primary objective, but also get closer to our other team.
Okay. Let's see here now. I'm getting that wrap my head. Okay. Good detail. All right. So, yeah, you got a 13, so you get all the cakes and eat all the cakes. So, between where you guys land, the place where you guys landed was chosen for its stealth qualities. It'd be real hard to find you in there, and it basically is a position from which you can strike out with total advantage against anything nearby. But is also surrounded by a diverse collection of local phenomena. In the direction of the Apollo's Fist crash site, near as you guys can figure it, because the high vertical variability of the terrain makes that trigonometry hard. Yeah. Are you okay?
My bad person sense just kicked in, because aren't we Apollo's heel?
Yes.
You're Achilles.
No, Achilles heel.
We're Achilles heel.
And you just had
a guy
extended foot metaphor downside.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. Continue.
All right. So anyway, there's a major population center pretty much directly between you. Like, probably the equivalent of Boston. So, not quite New York, but pretty much up there. Though, of course, with these guys, the only way you can, long-distance scans to detect population would show the same for a city as they would show for a large ant colony. Because they don't have machines. They only have biomachines.
Right.
So certainly there's electricity happening there. I mean, they use all kinds of really fancy stuff. They have anti-grav drives, which are like, you know, an anti-grav squirrel that you clip onto your face or something. They've got little things that you suction onto your eyeballs and they, you know, could then let you see in x-rays or whatever. And they're like, and we enjoy drinking your delicious tears. They're at various levels of sentience. And then some of these things, like I said, some of these things are real dumb. Some of these things are just a brainless, you know, like a sea sponge. And technically an animal, but not sentient in any capacity. And then some of them are all the way up at, they understand what their role in society is and willingly agree to fulfill it. So, like see an eye dog level, where it's like, I know what my job is. I got a simple job. I'm going to do it.
Okay. Well, I am planning a route that keeps us within the area of the canyon as long as possible and then skims the outskirts of this population center.
Mm-hmm. One side of the population center is a as yet undefined, totally barren area. There's nothing apparently alive in it. And it's right up to the edge of the city, too. So it's a little bit vague as to what this might be. What's up?
Is it in a ravine? One of the thingy coral ravines? Or is that stopped by then?
The coral ravine's stopped by that point.
Okay.
Yeah. The population center, again, like I said, the planet has a lot of vertical variability. Yeah. It has a lot of sheer drops and sheer rises. The population center is more or less on a level, but then it itself has a high vertical variability. What they have for the equivalent of buildings can be 1,000 feet high.
Okay.
So they also probably have buildings that walk around. So there can be some real weirdness there, and who knows how far it goes underground. But this is an ancient civilization. You know, they've been around longer than humans. They've been evolved to high levels of intelligence longer than humans. So who knows what they've gotten up to. The fact that there's untouched or unspoiled wilderness on their planet in the first place is somewhat interesting to a human perspective. Dr. Hugo won't shut up about it.
Is there there's a large barren area where there seems to be no
all you guys don't really know a lot about the terrain there. You don't know if it's flat or porous, but you do know that it is quiet. There doesn't seem to be a lot going on there in terms of life forms, and it's not, you know, completely empty, but you know, it's next to this big bright spot. It's a total dark spot. If you go around the city on the other side, you go through another wilderness area, not dissimilar to the one you're in now, in the sense that it's probably a pretty wild zone, but it is heavily, we're gonna go with the word forested, in that there's something in it that is inert but alive and blocks a view of the ground.
Okay.
And this population center is quite a ways off. Remember, I said it was, you know, 1,000 miles. So you would be covering a lot of diverse terrain on your way over there, including smaller population centers, you know, little towns. There's probably the odd military/science installation of some kind along the way there. It's tough for you guys to identify. I mean, they just don't look like Earth equivalents.
All right, then.
But yeah, you're pretty sure you can plot a path that accomplishes all those goals.
All right. I'm going to call Rocket on the radio. Mm-hmm. Rocket, I need you to come up here and help me analyze some of the data we got on the drop down. There's couple of interesting zones.
Sure. I'll be up there in 10 minutes.
And what is so pressing that you can't be up here now, Rocket?
Paste application. I'm right in the middle of something. Very busy. Don't want to damage the max. I'll be up as soon as I can.
Don't shush me, Rocket.
That was static. Not.
You hear a woman's voice in the other. Oh no!
I'm clicking it off.
Well, you can't just click it off. You'd have to take it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure, they have an off button.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, you're right. That makes sense. As I say, you get off button, and Arnold is like, there's no static on this type of communication.
You might not know that.
Isn't he like a PhD?
Maybe he won't want to know that.
As the camera switches back to my hair.
That's my shirt. Give it back. And, yes, this was fine.
And I imagine as the camera switches back to my character, that lying son of a bitch. I'm pissed.
Rocket's a woman.
Woman can still be a son of a bitch!
Okay, fair enough. But she'd just be a bitch.
Oh, well. I imagine I am so...
I was like, what's the female equivalent of son of a bitch?
It's just a stapled together expression.
Yeah, I know. I guess this far in the future, it probably would have lost all meaning.
Honestly, it's all but lost meaning now.
Yeah. Arnold does have a concern. She's like, you know, I mean, it's not like her clothes are airtight or anything, but I kind of feel... Do you feel a little squicky, like, doing it with all this electroplasm in the air? Like, you know, I'm not an expert, but I don't know if, you know, it gets in you or something.
Well, it certainly got honest, but that's going to happen everywhere. It's permeating everything, so it's going to get in the clothes. Just,
I mean, you know, they say
it off real good.
They say it's full of, like, spores and stuff.
Yeah, but as long as we don't breathe it, it's fine.
Okay.
For sure.
You say so.
I'm sure it's fine. They wouldn't send us out here if it wasn't perfectly safe. Right?
Or...
Captain.
Private Carlisle comes up to you, you know, salutes. He's got a message from Lieutenant, what did I say her name was? Rand. Yeah, Lieutenant Rand. She's the head of, she's in charge of the Marines.
Spit it out, Private. I don't have all day.
There's enemy coming our way, sir.
What direction?
And he says a direction. It's not directly the opposite of the way you guys were going to go. So, like, but it is more than 90 degrees. So if you set out soon, you will increase the distance between you and them instead of decreasing it. He goes on to describe, like, what, you know, what the scouts saw. And they're just basically looking through binoculars, you know. They've established a somewhat wide perimeter. They're probably, like, a quarter mile out. But, you know, they're just on foot. But they're just out there, you know, scanning the horizon. What's coming for... They're pretty much coming straight towards you. They're pretty sure they know you're there. And you've seen these things in combat before. This is not going to be a wild animal. This is definitely a military unit. It's basically a giant elephant-like thing. They're about 60 feet tall. They have six legs and guns.
Six guns?
No.
Six legs and guns.
Yeah, that's the end of the list of their anatomy. It's one of the more heavily modified things the mice use, but they are probably going to range you pretty soon, and you're not going to want to be around when that starts falling. The good news is they're slow as balls, so your convoy can easily outpace them.
All right.
But they're probably going to have some kind of smaller, you know, escort.
Badger, come in.
Huh? Fuck. What? Not what? Huh?
Hello?
Hi.
I might say mine.
Hi, yes.
Where are you two? It's been like 30, 45 minutes.
Starfish.
Gathering.
Starfish, can he hear? Do I need to turn up? How do I turn on the volume? How do I turn on the volume, Starfish?
Badger, what are you talking about?
It's okay. We were engaged.
Yes.
With the enemy.
Yes.
But it's okay. We escaped.
Will they be able to trace your position as you fall back?
They may have our scent, sir.
Depends on how readily they can identify DNA. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I think we're okay. We're leaving now.
Okay.
We're extracting ourselves from the situation. It'll be fine.
The wild rat dogs are now gorging themselves on Red Fern.
I think I'm guessing there's some sort of friendly parting that he does and then departs.
He'll flip and run.
They say you're welcome. You get the impression that they may have only laid you out of politeness.
Oh.
It turns out Freddy is not very attractive. He's sort of like a horribly scarred, gross, you know, monster.
That was nice. That was very friendly.
That was something.
I like
this
species.
Sure.
They're nice.
Badger? Starfish, what the hell are you two talking about? Anyway, listen, we have incoming heavy military units. I need you guys back here now so we can roll the convoy out.
Pilots colloquially refer to them as thumpers.
Ooh, good name.
But yeah, when he says there's thumpers coming, both of you I guess you're like, oh boy, I've never seen one in real life. And you're like, fuck, they outrange me.
By a lot, yeah.
I think we're going to run back.
Rocket. Hello?
Rocket.
Rocket is offline.
Well, Badger doesn't know that. Ugh, fuck, my mech better
well,
be
Well, actually, since you're doing using Freddy, you might actually be able to tell.
Oh, that's true, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't feel like Freddy can patch into Seraph directly.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh.
I'm gonna do that. Do you want me to roll for something?
Seraph does have a central nervous system,
yep.
Right? Okay.
Yep, no, she has a personality.
Do I want to make you roll connect with the... Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna have you roll connect again. What a weird campaign. We are botching this playtest so bad because we're blurring the line between the mechs and the NPCs, like...
Well, I got
to non-existence.
Four.
Can I try?
Sure. I mean,
though
you actually won't like
actually,
it.
No, you know what? No. Well, you can try to connect with someone, but you already know. You've communicated... When you drive Freddy around, you always talk to the other mechs on this level.
Well, I think that I know that I'm talking to Badger. Freddy might know he's talking to Seraph.
Okay.
I don't know if I know I'm talking to Seraph.
Okay.
That's an 8, I think.
Are you at minus 1 heart or minus 2?
Minus 1.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Oh, actually, I don't know what I am now, but let's just go. It doesn't matter for the sake of this.
Oh, yeah, you got an advance in the pipe. All right, let's see here now. What do you want to know? I think you get 1.
How about...
So could you tell that I was trying to connect to Sarah?
I'm assuming for this to go through.
This is connect with someone.
Yeah. I'm going to ask this in the broadest way possible because it is a probe that can assess whether another thing is sentient. What are you feeling right now?
Seraph is insensate.
Insensate.
Seraph is aware, but all exterior... Seraph is a central nervous system without a body.
Oh, is that what that... I guess you can interpret it that way.
Yeah, imagine your brain was cut out and put in a jar.
I typically think of that as an emotion question, but...
Right. Oh, right, sorry.
DM's caveat, I guess.
Well, I can answer the question that you were asking. Seraph is very, very simple. There's not a whole lot of emotional complexity going on there. Simpler than Freddy.
Hmm.
But generally... I would say that Seraph is pretty much binary. Seraph has up and down. Seraph either is energized by a thing, which you could call a form of happiness, but it could also be anger, or down, where Seraph is low energy and, like, not stimulated. The very act of attempting to communicate with Seraph puts her up.
Okay.
But under normal circumstances, Seraph doesn't get, like, you, when you're driving it, you intercept all input and output, right? So Seraph only does what you say when you manipulate the controls.
Yeah, no, I...
But Seraph doesn't have any skin. Seraph doesn't have any nerve endings. Right. Seraph doesn't have any sensory organs of any kind. So Seraph is a brain in a jar, absent input entirely.
Well, cool. Aside from my input. Because when I plug in...
Right.
Right.
Which is why I know that she's in there, is because I felt her.
But mostly, I mean, and certainly, basically, input makes Seraph feel up, and lack of input makes Seraph feel down. But there's not too much to her to have a more in-depth experience than that. You're unable to tell to what degree Seraph is mechanically repaired, because Seraph can't feel her skin. So she had no idea that Stanzi was working on her. Sorry.
No, I hate to say no.
I know they say don't say no.
That answers the question to my character.
They don't say no, they say yes and is what I'm supposed to do. But
That's more just a general DMing guideline, not
that's like
to AW.
Rule of improv stuff. But like that's all I wanted anyway, was to just see if there's a thing. Right. Yeah.
Try to continue directing your voice towards the mic if you're saying anything that is going to be pertinent.
Cool.
Well, no, just when you were...
Spinning, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the... Let's bring everybody back together and then call session, because it's 9:45 and we started perilously close to on time, so I don't want to give Will too much more than 3.5 hours to burn through here. So you guys get back. Fortunately, the only person around here who could probably perceive that Freddy has been recreating is Rocket. No one else has the expertise. Oh, actually, I guess that's not true. Yeah, you have the expertise.
Yeah, but when you trained in that...
Do you really want to know, though? Do you really want to go there?
The amount of stuff that he doesn't want to know is increasing.
I would say, actually, that would interest my character the most.
I really want...
Because of his side project. Because he wants to know how these things grow better. Because, yeah.
More drama.
Is Badger going to get some awkward questions later?
Yeah.
Badger, I know you and I aren't exactly intimate, but we need to have a conversation about the birds and the bees and the rat dogs.
Well, since I was the one that was neurolinked up to it, into it, I'd be the logical one to ask questions to.
I don't know that.
No, yeah. But after you talk to him, you will.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Lieutenant Arnold come out of the Jeep, having mostly Mr. Potato Headed yourselves back into an upright arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Probably uniform is a little bit more slovenly than normal, but
Carlisle has his mask off again.
He's like, slam it back on and push him out.
Well, how big are you?
Not very.
Yeah, you can't really push Carlisle anywhere. And, like, he weighs, like, 400 pounds.
It's the more of the, oh, God, an authority figure pushing me push than an actual push.
Yeah. He's like, oh, oops. Dopey me. His eyes are looking a little bloodshot. He kept rubbing them. That's why he took the mask off. He kept rubbing his eyes. Oh, shit.
We don't have a doctor.
Not really, no.
Well, you have someone who could ask how he feels about not having his mask on for too long. I'm sure that would be helpful.
Dr. Hukov and actually no, I'm gonna save that for next session. So you guys ready to roll out?
Yeah.
All right. The Marines are all back. Basically, as soon as you gave the order, everybody, you know, started double-timing it back to the convoy. So now you guys are... The infantry are loaded up on the back of their big dogs, and you guys all plug back into your mech. Stanzi has done her absolute damnedest to get that polish smooth. You can tell that she, like, finished getting it on there and then has just been buffing it. Her hands are just brown. They're just caked with this stuff, like, and it went through the suit. It went through the gloves. The poor thing is becoming a fish. As soon as you get back, she hides.
I'm just gonna pet Sarah. Just gonna pat her on the leg and then hop in.
All right. It feels so impersonal.
Yeah, I know.
So did you ever roll a repair rocket or to repair
the max
Valentia completely with the as far as the knee damage? Yeah, let's get that sorted. Gotta believe it's brain, right?
No, it's tech.
Oh.
I have a garage that's well supplied, and I've got a few assistants, so I've got tech too. The proper repair, that's a good sign. Oh, yeah. 13, I picked 2. Repairs are top quality, and do it quickly.
Well, good to go. Yeah.
Leaves out, we have everything you need in stock, so.
So the only bad news here is that you had to pull one of the big dog's knees to rebuild your own knee. The good news is they're the exact same part. So it was a perfect fit. It is good as new. Everything's fine with Valentina. At a certain point, I'm going to start mispronouncing it on mis-saying it on purpose just to keep the running gag going, I gotta imagine.
I see.
Sorry.
It's okay.
That was not a threat. It was a prediction. But the bad news is one of the big dogs now is going to be three-legged. They're designed to be somewhat fault-tolerant, so they can walk like that, but this could be a liability if you guys get caught up with, because it can't gallop. You know, it can't go full speed if it needs to, and it's one impact away from spilling everyone on it. And you guys can't sweat any one of these things. If any one of them is gone, the rocket will not come back together again. It can lose the leg, but you cannot go into space with. I'm gonna say there's probably maybe 16 of them once the whole thing breaks down, and you cannot go into space with 15.
Oh, good.
It's just one of the unfortunate, like, you know, not non fault tolerant parts of the thing. Maybe if you had less people, you could go into space with 15.
We're halfway there.
You've only lost half a guy.
It wasn't even a full half.
It's like a third. Yeah. Maybe a quarter even.
All right, and I'm going to break session there.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Actually, I'm not going to break session there. I'm just going to add one more thing. So you guys, you know, you're underway. You've probably gone about a mile or two, and you hear this, like, everybody in the convoy can hear it. You hear this, like, high-pitched buzzing noise. It's like, it sounds like sort of a dentist drill.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a terrible, terrible sound. And the veterans of battles among you know that is the sound of a zinger, which is another enemy combat mech. It's the thing that escorts the thumpers. And if you can hear it, the good news is they are super loud, so you can hear them a long way away. But the bad news is they are way closer than the thumpers. That means they've ranged out ahead of you. They knew they weren't going to catch you, so you guys might be engaged very shortly, and I'm going to break session there.
Dun, dun.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.